That masturbating guy is calling again. No, he's asking for Ernie, and he's saying his name is Ernesto Gonzalez. And he's apparently having an event, and his question is, how many horses can fit in here and be masturbated?
Okay.
Yeah.
Send to you, bye.
Maricón.
Venga tu madre, puto. Hey.
Huh?
You go back to sleep, okay?
No, I'm going to sleep with you.
Okay. Oh, shit. Hey, you're going to use your hand, okay?
No, use my your mouth.
Hey, shut up.
Your mouth.
Okay, then you want me to call police or what? Piss off.
Fuck you.
Piss off, you bitch.
Motherfucker, who is this?
You are listening to the Madhouse Radio Podcast.
And his own story was as curious as his narrative. The tale of his life is the tale of a writer of incredible vision, an astute analyst and pundit, a lyricist compassionate and callous, a reckless hedonist, and disaffected malcontent.
All right, everybody. Good evening. Thanks, everybody, who's listening tonight. This is Madhouse Radio on time. This is Can Be Done. I'd like to thank everyone who's tuning in tonight. This is Carlito. Milkman is here also. Milkman, say hi to the ladies. We're big fans. Fans of all ladies. All right, Milkman. Milkman, are you there? Milkman stepped away, apparently. Well, he's here somewhere. He'll start talking soon, I hope. I have to call him back. I'm going to try to reconnect him. Sometimes this thing happens where we don't hear him, but he'll be talking. It is the first show of the month of December. The first show of the last month of the year. December the 2nd, to be exact. Thursday, 10.05 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 7 p.m. Pacific. Yo. Picked up. Anyway, Milkman, I have to get back to him when he gets back then. If you're tuning in tonight for the first time, welcome. If you're tuning in for the second time, welcome as well. Long-time listeners know how the drill goes. If you want to send in your request, you can do so. Head over to madhouselive.com. Again, that's madhouselive.com. Send in your request to prank requests. There is a forum you can use, a page, a button, whatever you want to call it, it's there. Request a prank, available over at madhouselive.com, front page, and all over the place. You can also send in your request to me via AOL Instant Messenger or Yahoo Instant Messenger. Send me a message to the username madhouseradio. Again, if you're using AOL or Yahoo Instant Messenger, my screen name there is Madhouse Radio. Send in your request direct to me. And if you're using MSN Messenger, you can also hit me up at madhouse@live.com. Be sure to step into the chat room if you'd like as well. Send in your request to any of the staff members in there. Nunu's in there right now. Milkman is in there as well. Kokanee, etc., etc. Just type in general chat you want to send a request to me, and they'll get it taken care of. Don't worry. I got good staff. I got good people to work with the show. And I love all of them. Milkman said he was there, and he's asking me to call back. I'm going to try Milkman again. Always waiting on Milkman here. Milkman's always late. I went to the doctor today. I have a sore throat. I don't know how long I'll be able to do a show, because my voice will probably go out. Well, Milkman, we're ringing you. I am ringing you, and you're not picking up. So I don't know what's happening. I'm sure you're listening right now, and you hear the ringing, and you hear that you're not picking up.
Hello?
There you are. Why aren't
sorry,
you
I'm unable to take your call right now, please.
I just got a new voicemail. Well, pick up. Pick up. Notice today the FIFA announcement occurred for the 2018 and the 2022 games. United States had a bid in for the 2022. Did not fall, just like the Olympics did not fall. Russia getting the 2018 games. First time they'll be hosting the FIFA Cup. I don't know. I heard a lot of mafioso shit was going on regarding that, so we'll have to see what occurs as far as that's concerned. Whatever, they get their games. Hope they're happy. Qatar. I guess it's everyone was saying Qatar today. Sometimes I'll be watching the news and they'll say Qatar instead. Qatar got the 2022. Fucking water. I don't know, man. I mean, that's a country where it's illegal for Jews to enter in. It's hot as balls over there. It reaches 100, 400, 105 degrees normally.
Hello? I'm sorry, I'm...
Yeah, Milkman, I keep calling you, and you keep not answering. I don't know what to tell you. I'm trying to get him on. Try him again. Always something. Yeah, so Qatar. Very hot, but apparently I was watching some of their videos. I was watching the announcement on ESPN, and they have a plan to air condition the actual outdoor stadiums. They're not building indoor stadiums. Outdoor stadium's going to be air conditioned, and they showed the system they're using, the whole computerized system, computer generation and computer testing they did on the plan beforehand. Looks pretty cool. I mean, the colors turn from red to green in the middle of it. Hello, is that finally you? Jesus Christ, Milkman. Okay, Milkman restarted his phone. I'm trying him in again. Milkman is radio cancer, everybody, with his telephones and his problems. It is illegal to photo buildings flying their flag. Is it really? Dude, Milkman, I don't want to keep doing this with it just ringing and you not picking up, man. This is fucking stupid. God damn it. Get your shit straight. I'll try again. I have to wait a while because I keep trying to call and it's just fucking not moving on my show. Whatever. Anyway. So, yeah, that's what it is. World Cup is World Cup. I like to call it soccer still. Not that it's really football. Who really cares? I'm trying to get in a syndicate also here on the side. It's not picking up the stream. I'm getting ready to give up on them for the night. I just did. I just closed the syndicate player. That's one less bit off the top of the upload stream there. That'll help out the bandwidth use here. Don't worry about it. Why is it that the world hates us so much, you know? We used to never have problems with getting Olympics here and shit. Had the Atlanta Olympics, had the World Cup in 94. Had, Salt Lake City Olympics. Now they gave Russia the Olympics. Not the Olympics, but the World Cup. Well, Chicago got basically aced out pretty bad. For the games that went to Rio also. I don't know. A lot of mentions here about horse masturbation. That was basically the whole emphasis of last week's show as I was drunk and it was Thanksgiving night. We had a good time with that. I listened to a lot of that episode throughout the weekend and the last few days. I can't wait to get to edit that. Wanted to let you all know, good news is Kokanee has edited He's finished editing one episode. He's on the final phases of a second one. I've edited two myself, and I'm finalizing a third episode. So we're going to have about five episodes hit here within the next 24 hours. So I'm going to release them one a night. So we're going to see 5 days of new podcast updates. I'm very excited about that. Hopefully there'll be some nice pranks that the both of us have pulled out of those to add and include in that. A lot of podcast listeners will be happy when we finally catch up things here again. I was behind last year around this time, and I fought through, and me and Kokanee caught up everything, and then we ended up killing the show for like 4 months. Got behind all over again then. Wilson Loser will be joining us here momentarily. He'll be sending in some prank call numbers for us to call. We'll do that. I'm going to try to call Milkman again here. Ken's requesting us to call the SitGo station. That's fine. We got a lot of request of pranks that have come here through the new request of prank system. I do ask that you guys help test that out. It's been in place for about a week now. Also, be sure this is the last week for our poll. I extended it an extra week. I added Jupe and Hollywood and Sean Ward to it. Who would you most like to see make a return guest appearance on Madhouse? Right now, Zolar is still leading the fray with 20% of the vote. Hello, is that you finally?
You can hear me.
Yeah, finally I can hear you. Jeez, thank you for stopping the show, Milkman. Old man.
Yeah, you couldn't hear me, man. I was still on there when you first called. And you first answered fast for me, but you couldn't hear me.
I know it happens sometimes. Anyway, dude, yeah, so I was mentioning here the poll. This is the last week of the poll. Zolar and Reklud in the dead heat. They're within three votes of each other on fans want to see, make a return guest appearance. And your good friend Andy is there also, man. He's third place. He's actually beating out Jin Snow.
Andy's bringing up the convoy.
Yeah, we've got a great big convoy. You should never get tired of that joke, do you, Milkman? He briefly talked about becoming a truck driver 4 years ago, and you're still like, oh, he's a truck driver now.
He was famous, man. We had the Andy belt buckle.
The belt buckle,
the
yes. Yes, so when he bends over, they see his name. I haven't forgotten that one either, Milkman. How you been doing, sir?
I'm all right, man. Hey, you know what? We live here, we love you, but you know what? We still gonna have a little bit of fun.
That's true. You got bad news? That's not good. Let's not talk about bad news, man. It's Thursday. There's no bad news on Thursday. It's good news.
All right. Bad news is we're going to continue the show the rest of the night.
Oh, I know. You fucking suckers. You guys are fucking I'm going to toss your salads tonight, everybody. Be sure to tell your friends. Anybody, if you look on your AOL, your Yahoo, your Facebook, whoever's online right now, tell them, hey, there's this Puerto Rican guy and this senile, half Japanese, half redneck guy who are doing prank calls and doing a radio show. Cool. Good deal. All right. So, I don't know. Who can we call here? I don't know. I don't have any numbers yet. So I'm kind of just sitting here. I think I'll play a prank call first. Get my bearings. I don't know what the fuck I'm doing.
Dude, that call last week with Ernie was hilarious.
Dude.
Man.
Who was that? Ernie,
yeah. We called him. He was in Guam.
Yeah. Okay, that's right. Yeah. The horse masturbation.
Yeah, we got to call back that horse and cow place.
Yeah. Well, Ken wants us to call the Sitgo place, but she knows my voice. Milkman, you want to call her, man? Can you call and goof around with her? Because she knows me. She says we call every Thursday. Or I call every Thursday.
She doesn't know your voice, man.
Yeah, she does.
It's your Jack Masterson. You Jack Masterson?
She's going to know Jack Masterson. It's me with a fucking Sharpie in my mouth, dude. You're a chicken.
No, not Jack. Okay, I'm Eddie Garcia.
Yeah, right. Hang on, I'll get to it. We got a number for a guy who does parkour. You know what that is? That's a thing where you jump around and break your neck and shit. Jump off of walls. People walk on walls and do flips.
It's called a rubber room.
Yeah. This guy's trying to organize a meet with like-minded parkour people. Bacon here wants us to call him claiming to be from some state authority and tell him the meet is canceled. Maybe come up with an idea that's actually good. Let me think here. Parkour canceled. Parkour. Is that how you say it anyway? Parkour?
Hardcore.
I'll call and talk about parkour. You got it. We'll work. Rourke got the kinks, get the cobwebs out with this guy. I can't guarantee it'll be a good prank call, but I'll talk to him. First prank of the night. Moving right into it, man. This is good. Usually we haven't even started the show by this time. Usually I'm still sitting around with thumb up my ass. Well, I started on time. Milkman didn't. It was like, oh, I'm ready. I'm supposed to be late. You're always late. Why aren't you late? I'm confused.
Hello?
Hey, buddy. Is this the parkour guy? You're trying to get an association. People do parkour.
Yeah, man. What's up?
Hey, man. This is Cross. I've been practicing for about 2 years. I got some videos on YouTube. On a cross-core. I don't know if you've heard of me or seen my stuff. Crosscore.com.
No, where are you out of?
I'm out of Rhode Island. Where are you trying to organize this? This is in New England. I'll be able to ride around. Can't go too far, but.
Yeah. Where did you get my number at?
So it was listed online. Some people were talking about there was a guy who's trying to organize some type of parkour group or maybe do some films and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah, we're actually organizing a jam in March.
Sweet.
It's up in Boston, yeah. If you look on neparkour.com, it's posted up on there, and then there's a group on Facebook. Do you have my name?
No, I just know about the number and the group that was meeting up. I didn't know when it was going to be.
All right. I'm Dylan.
Going?
You can find me on whatever, YouTube and stuff. I'll give you a call back a little later. I'm a little bit busier now, but yeah.
Yeah.
If you want to send me a text or something with your number.
Yeah, I like, what kind of stuff, what do you get into? Like, how much you bench?
I don't really bench.
Oh, you don't do anything like that? You don't condition or nothing? You're just out there kind of...
Oh, I do, but I don't really, like, mark.
Oh,
like,
yeah?
My weight. Nah.
How many pieces you do?
How many what?
Pieces. How many pieces can you do? I'm up to eight rep pieces.
Of what?
Nah, I'm confused. You know, pieces? Parkour pieces? Like, how many can you do in a minute?
Parkour piece? What?
Oh, you're just, like, amateur then, right? You don't really know?
Yeah, I guess so.
Okay. All right. Well, I like to, like, I pushed this guy off a building once, and he landed in a garbage dumpster. Stuff like that. That's what I'm interested in. Pushing people off the building into the garbage dumpster, and then I hit the button in the garbage dumpster, and he got crushed.
That's it.
He got out,
He got out? How'd he get out?
He punched...
Parkour?
You remember Ninja Turtles, at the end of Ninja Turtles, when they threw Shredder in the garbage machine?
Yeah, when he used parkour to get out.
And he got out with parkour, and he had, like, that badass, helmet. It was all, like, razor sharp and stuff afterwards.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, so I'm trying to stop that kind of stuff. There's this guy, Casey Jones, been around talking shit about me, too.
Yeah, dude, we can totally fucking go up on rooftops. We can just, like, lure him onto a rooftop somehow.
Yeah, throw people off the rooftops, like, for no reason, too.
Yeah, I mean, that's what parkour is all about.
It is about doing bad stuff, breaking into houses and stuff, stealing stuff. I steal jewelry and electronics, and I sell them for drugs.
Yeah, man, like, running from anybody, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
just running from people. There's no actual person that's actually chasing you.
Yeah, just
say
run.
That you're running from
somebody. It's just a metaphor in life. It's beautiful. You just keep running. You don't even know where you're running from anymore these days. You know.
Yeah.
Just chasing
never
that dragon.
Around.
Yeah, just stealing always. Stuff and doing drugs in the bathroom at the strip club.
Live a life. Strip club is not really parkour.
No.
No.
It's just advice I've got. I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, man. Well, good talk. I'll talk to you later.
All right. You got my phone number?
No. It came up as unknown.
Oh, it does. All right. Well, I got your number here. When are you? You said this is in May?
What?
This is in May or March, you said. It was one of the M months, right?
Yeah, it's one of the M months.
All right.
You have to use parkour to find that out.
All right. I'm gonna meditate. I'll call you back. I'll find out when it is, all right?
All right, man. Meditate hard.
Okay. All right, well, that's interesting beginning of the show. That guy was actually a pretty good sport. I like that. He didn't really get angry or nothing, but there you go, parkour. Don't people love buildings.
This hardcore, baby.
It's hardcore.
That's a wanker for sure.
Krupp says no homo. What? When did that start? Like, all of a sudden, I just saw rap songs and people all the time say no homo. Stupid. I'm saying snap. Mikey 121, you were right. You can say he took it up that ass.
Huh?
D-A-T-S. He took it up that ass.
That ass.
That ass. All right, thanks, Bacon, for sending that in. Not bad. I did what I did. We got three other net requests that came in earlier today. I think we got a few more from during the week. First one is for a guy who sells crystal meth out in California. They call him Bear in Spanish. Oso.
Woo!
He's got problems with his girlfriend, and he's giving us some suggestions of whether to call a drug dealer, meth dealer. We got a number for a guy named Holt. Works for a textbook company. Apparently they have a textbook that came out and it was teaching evolution in the science textbook. Interesting.
Be a new call for sure.
I guess, yeah, right? This one is right up his alley. We got a number for a World of Warcraft, a 19-year-old female World of Warcraft addict. She's also a sex addict.
Damn.
Will do anything to have sex.
Wow.
She cannot hold a steady relationship because she overreacts to everything. The type of person that believes you want her for putting a smiley face in an email. Nice. Dude, that's all it takes, man. Put a smiley face. I'll put a smiley face.
She's like a nympho.
Yeah. Level 85 blood oath. Nice. Thank you, Mikey.
Thank you. Her over there sending it. She'll do wonders.
I think we got another one here from Ken. I think Ken resent the sitgo. We'll give them a call. Fine. I'll call. Lonesome and Loser will be joining us in about 30 minutes or a little more than that. Hopefully. I'm sure new news confirming away. Brendan's in the house also. He'll be sending in numbers here eventually also. Possibly. Hopefully. Actually, he already has. He sent in a pizza place, a Chinese restaurant, and another Chinese restaurant in Colorado. Cool. Thank you, man.
Yeah.
We got an ad from Craigslist selling a three-piece living room set. Paid $1,200, he's asking $400, and his name is Ron. All right, let's try that.
Damn.
What's going on there, right? Got some bills to pay, man. There's like a fireplace going on, eh? It's a good time for that over here, man. It's cold. Went down to 30s tonight.
How you doing? Did you mess up the tone?
Asshole. Oh, that's over there with you, Milkman. You got a fire going over there? You're outside firing the old oil drum?
Yeah, roasted marshmallows right now.
Roasted marshmallows.
Cooking bacon and roasted marshmallows, yeah.
Nice. What's the temperature like over there where you are, man? It's 39 tonight. It's going to be. I'm excited. First night of the 30s here of the year. Well, of the winter.
Damn, it's like 55 here.
Well, that's good too, though. Yeah, we're hitting it nice and cold. I understand it's super freezing. All our listeners in the UK.
That's almost as old as the English.
All our listeners in the that's funny. All our listeners in the UK are suffering right now, man. It's freezing as hell. Freezing as hell. Freezing as, I don't know, as the Arctic over in England, from what I understand, including where he's at, yeah. They're like 20 below zero centigrade. I have no idea what that is in America.
Holy shit.
Nunu saying we need to get more UK numbers. He wants to continue the whole thing where we're asking for tickets to the royal wedding. What else happened this week, Milkman? Anything else in the news? I talked about the FIFA, the World Cup thing, not coming to the United States. It's going to Qatar and to Russia. What else happened? Anything that I'm missing here? I don't think... Oh, yeah, the WikiLeaks, right? Yeah, a bunch of crazy shit came out in the WikiLeaks.
They're blowing the fucking horn everywhere with that shit.
Yeah, you know what? Good for him. Good for the guy. And It's some bullshit I read, like, you know, right after the leaks hit, Interpol set up a warrant for the guy's arrest and all this bullshit. It's, you know, they're going to fucking kill him, right? You know he's going to get killed. I just wonder which country is going to do it. Probably Mossad. Leslie Nielsen died, that's right. Did we talk about that? No, we didn't talk about that. Leslie Nielsen, rest in peace.
We didn't talk about that.
Taps, we didn't talk about that. He wasn't dead last Thursday, was he?
No, he wasn't. No, I just happened.
Oh, shit. Well, Leslie Nielsen, rest in peace, man. Funny man died. I gotta get the taps going here. It's playing now, Milkman.
Okay, good.
All right, rest in peace. Leslie Nielsen, 32 years old. Die too young.
Damn.
Good night, funny man. I want to say welcome to everyone who's in the chat room. We've got a lot of people here. Kokanee, of course, for dementia. New news here as well. Big Ken, Brandon, MST3Clay, Wasted, Caustic, DX Outlaw, Frizz Fry, Grishnav, Justin, Ken, Corrupt, Corruption, the Manaconda here as well. Mikey129, and just coming in, Softball Star. Softball Star, I really hope you're a chick, man. Because if you're a guy and you're a softball star, you got a lot of splaining to do. Nope, do you know who Christy Martin is? Do you know who Christy Martin is? She's big. She's from Orlando. You remember that female boxer that came out in the 90s really strong? Not Muhammad Ali's daughter, but the white lady that was boxing for a while under Don King?
Yeah, I kind of remember that one. Yeah, she never really hit it, though.
She never, yeah, I know. But funny story happened here over the weekend. Last year it was Tiger Woods. This year it's Christy Martin, the female boxer. She got attacked and stabbed and shot by her husband, who was her trainer and marketer or agent guy. Right after Thanksgiving, she's been in the hospital, and the news came out today. I guess they reported what really happened or why it happened. Apparently, he shot and stabbed his wife, the boxer, the female boxer, because he was distraught over being told that she was leaving him for a woman that she's been having an affair with, a lesbian woman.
Hey.
So, yeah, imagine that. Female boxer ended up being a lesbian. See what happens when you let him do that, Milkman? Mm-hmm. You let him do stuff like that? You let women start boxing and, you know?
You got barefoot in the kitchen, man.
Yeah, they start losing penis fever.
That's right. They're turning into Obama before you know it. They had to go out there and box in. Who knows what?
Willie Nelson got arrested.
Star.
Good. The guys are coming through here. Thanks for reminding me all these news stories. Willie Nelson got arrested. That's right, Justin. Good point.
Did you hear about the one of the officials had come up against George Bush and he was talking about his book and they officially called him a liar?
Officially called
was
him
it,
a liar?
They actually called him a liar because of what he'd written in his memoirs and that WikiLeaks came out and they called him a liar publicly and like one of the government officials did.
I don't know.
I can't think which one it was. I was laughing when I heard it.
Oh, wow, yeah. Well, I don't know.
George Bush a liar?
No
George
way.
Bush?
Not that. Like, we didn't know about that. Yeah, Willie Nelson get arrested for marijuana possession. It's like the third or fourth time that his tour bus got stopped and they found weed. Like, what do you expect? He had 4 ounces of it, though. Was it 4 or 6 ounces? I think it was 4. That's a lot of fucking weed, man.
That's about the roll of that dude. That's about it, man.
Yeah, but he apparently is one of those guys that can roll a joint in one hand. There's like celebrities that are known for being. I guess Willie Nelson is one of those guys. He smokes. He has that talent to be able to do that. Mikey.
I put a whole quarter up in one dude.
Yeah. Oh, geez, that's a lot. Wow, quarter size joint.
We used to take and put all our lunch money together back in the day, and go get a quarter, and then I'd take one big ass double wider and roll it up. Man, that thing looked like a damn.
Dude, that's back when
up the windows.
Back when it would cost a quarter, probably. That's when you could do that. You know, it wasn't too
expensive.
Well, that's
what it cost $5. It cost $5. It was $15 an ounce.
So explain to me. I've asked you this before, but what's a lid? Exactly. Is that a quarter or is it an ounce? A lid? You ever heard, you know?
A lid is just a stash, man. Whatever you got, you know. They call it scoring a lid. A lid could be a quarter if that's what's scored. It could be an ounce, could be your lid. You know, if you say another way, you scored a stash.
That's an old 70s term, so I mean, I was born in 79, so yeah. I don't really know. Yeah, I just know I've heard people call it that, you know, lid.
Yeah, a lid is just another way of calling it a stash without being too obvious. You know, I ain't got a lid, you know.
Secret.
Yeah.
Right. And Mikey 129 passing on rep Charlie Rangel, or Rangel, my bad. He got censured. I know he had all the financial problems, the misconduct and everything, and he was fighting back, and I guess he did get censored by the House. What does that mean? Isn't a censure, isn't that when they slap your hand and say, no, 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 bad on you? I think,
yeah,
right?
They publicly denounce him, but he can't be arrested for what he did. That's actually considered legal in politics.
But it was shady, whatever. Whatever.
Yeah, so if you're a big congressman and you want to pull some shenanigans, be my guest.
Go for it. Why not? That's what this whole country's founded on. Whatever, man.
Fuck yeah.
Found out this week milkmen are going to be flying in the first week of January. I'm looking forward to getting groped. That's going to be fun. And,
wow. Yeah. The Fondlers Club.
Yeah. And Nunu saying, do pranks, do it now.
Are you getting excited now, man? What are they going to say about your colostomy bag, man?
My colostomy bag. Yeah, we should play that game. You know where they play that is Phone Losers, I noticed, play that game. I don't think they didn't copy it from us. It's been played on radio shows before. But it's the one where you prank call a place, but you just pick a word out of three before you call them. And you're supposed to get them to say that one word without saying the actual word. We called it make him say it, we said on this show. It was off the Drew Garabo show.
Yeah, we've done the colostomy bag stuff before.
That was colostomy bag, yeah. That was we had the hardest time getting someone to say colostomy bag, and yeah.
Oh, my God, that was an effort.
I never went back to it. It was just such a freaking nightmare trying to even explain it to people. Yeah. What do I do? Yeah. Anyway, so
it required more than 3 seconds to think about it, then that's too much.
Right. So everybody, please pay attention. If you get a chance tonight during the show, if you're at the chat room or wherever you're at, head over to madhouselive.com. Go to the poll. It's on the front page, or go to madhouselive.com/poll, P-O-L-L, and vote for whoever you want to make a return guest appearance. It's not a guarantee or anything. We're just trying to gauge, you know, who you guys have liked throughout the time of Madhouse Radio. I like Hollywood Vanya's gotten a few votes also. He was omitted from the list. It's not fair. That's why I'm extending it an extra week. There's supposed to be a monthly poll. And I already got a pretty good idea what next month's poll is going to be like. And I'm not going to give it out now. I don't want to skew the results for that. But for the time being, get your final votes in for that poll. Over at madhouselive.com.
Yeah, put Jeep on there, too.
Yeah, Jeep's on there. He's got 2 votes right now. I don't think a lot of people know who Jeep is.
Awesome.
That's long. That's a long time ago. But he's got 2 votes.
Yeah, these guys right here might not know about that, the newest guys.
Monkey Phone and Jeep, yeah. And he's, yeah, I don't know, even know how I'm going to get a hold of him if he wins. Fuck, we're screwed. Looks like it's going to be Zolar, and he's always down.
I still need to have his home number, dude. Unless their home phone number changed, I could probably dig it out.
And his mom's mad cool. I used to talk to his mom. Cool people.
Yeah, uh-huh. I actually have their home phone number too.
All right. We got another. We got a Craigslist ad here. We got a man selling a file cabinet. This one came in from Ken. Thank you, Ken. I'm putting that in the burner. I want to call some Brendan's numbers here first. Well, we have to call numbers regardless. So let's talk to JC Windsor in Manchester, where it is now 5:37 a.m. I believe.
Yeah, I love Manchester.
I think this is what time it is.
They got some flat ass knockers though.
Knockers. I heard a prank recently where Reckley was saying that he was calling the UK and he was talking about he wanted to talk to the lady with the big knockers. Let me speak to the woman with the big knockers. Brendan, I need the country code. It's 01144. Is it at it? I think I already know by heart. I think it's 01144. Let me try it.
That's UK.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to call. Duh. See if it takes. Invalid phone number. No, that's not it. All right, help me out with that, Brendan. Put that in a 01144 kind of format for me, and I'll do it.
Poopy.
MC3 Clay, you want Jen Stewart? You got to vote Jen Stewart, man. And the whole thing, the poll that I got is not one of those that knows by IP address that won't let you vote multiple times. You can just vote all you want. There's nothing keeping anybody from sitting there and voting 1,000 times for somebody. And I figure if the person on the who's getting voted for has someone who's willing to go through that, then I think they should deserve all those votes.
They deserve it, huh?
Yeah, there's nothing keeping Zola from going on there and clicking in 1,000 times if he wants.
Right. Well, Prankmaster can click his own self 1,000 times. He's been known to do that.
Nothing comes out. He doesn't get it. He keeps praying to God every night to take those feelings away from him, but he still has them. Nunu has...
who's that play call he's got? I keep getting, like, shit off of Facebook. He's got some play ball looking fairy dude he's posing in the picture with. They're, like, ugly each other and shit. Who is that?
I don't know, man.
Dude, that looks very questionable, man. I think he's flipping over finally, man.
Right.
Maybe he's coming to terms with it.
Cool. All right, we're doing the UK wake-up call here early.
Shit. I'm joining the chat again, dude. I don't know what the hell happened, man. I got knocked out, man.
All right, I'll get you here. Hang on. Give me a second. Let me dial this number in.
Sure.
I'll pick it back up.
Hey.
Yeah, I tried. I don't know. It's giving me weird access errors that I'm not the founder of the chat room, but I am the founder of the chat room.
Dude, somebody didn't steal our chat, I hope.
No, they didn't steal it.
Somebody didn't read this.
Hey, how you doing? Good evening.
Hello?
Hi, is this Mrs. Windsor?
Yeah.
Hello. How are you? I was wondering about your registry, if the majority of things are still available. Or can I just make a cash donation instead?
Hi.
Huh? Hello? It's not nice for her to do. I'll call her back. Call her back at her husband.
Oh, hi. Okay.
Dude, I think you must have been on stereo playlists.
What do you want?
No, I was calling about the registry. Are you senile or something? What happened with the phone?
I don't know what you're talking about.
No, the wedding. Right. This is the House of Windsor, right?
Yeah, right.
Man, that guy is getting married to that Katie chick.
Yeah, I'm not talking about talk. Goodbye.
I don't know what you're, I understand what you're saying. Hey, stupid. Listen. Just listen to me for a little bit, okay? I'm just trying to explain and maybe...
No, I'm in bed. Goodbye.
Well, my
goodbye.
Feelings... You're going to hurt my feelings if you hang up again.
No. Goodbye. You
sour panties. Sour panties.
What the heck? Man, does she know what she can of worms? She just opened up?
I know. What can of worms? I'm going to let her sit for a call, and I'll call her back.
Can of whoop ass. We'll be back to you in about 10 minutes there, Granny. Try to get back to sleep.
Yeah, try to get back. So, yeah, you work on that sleep thing there. We'll be right there to wake you up right when you start hitting your REM. We'll get you back. We're calling a pizza pub.
We'll be right back.
Have we called them before, Brendan? This I can lose before? I don't remember.
No, Brendan won't send us recycled numbers. He knows.
Hey, is this the pizza? Milkman, you were talking. Why would they hang up just because they hear someone talking? I don't understand. What's the whole mentality?
Dude, he did not hear me, man, because I already quit before he had already said hello.
No.
Maybe he didn't recognize the number.
Stop talking.
Chalice, sorry, we're closed.
Oh, you're closed?
Yes, sir.
Oh, I didn't understand that because you just hung up on me before you explained that.
Oh, sorry.
That's kind of rude, right? You're going to do it again, you piece of shit. Well, sorry. That's not going to work, Brendan. I don't want to mess with him. He sounds like he's serious.
He's really, he's back here in the back room right now giving a blowjob, so he'll... I'll call you later.
Nunu's got several on our rotation. He's got several Leslie Nielsen prank calls, Leslie Nielsen soundboard prank calls here. We'll be playing a few of those throughout the night. I'm going to start off with a short one here really
awesome.
Quick.
Awesome! The Zune is actually back on it and works
hey,
something
help
tonight.
You?
Yeah.
Hello?
It's me, Frank. Do you know what Dr. Meinheimer is going to say at the press club dinner tomorrow?
I'm sorry, I... Who is this again?
It's me, Frank. Are you in some way connected with the Institute?
No, I'm sorry, I'm not.
Oh, do you have Dances with Wolves?
Excuse me?
Do you have Spartacus?
I'm going to have to let you go now. Thank you.
Perhaps some other time.
Perhaps some other time, Milkman. We got more of those calls where that came from, don't worry. Probably play one on the break. I usually take a bathroom break in a, you know, in a little bit here, around 11. Lonesome Loser is... Hey, Lonesome Loser's checking in, breaking news. All right, cool.
Yeah!
Thanks, man. Welcome. Someone give me a sports update. I can't find the remote to my TV right now. How's how are the Eagles doing right now? Are they winning, losing? Excuse me. How's Michael Vick doing? They are playing right now.
Who the hell is that?
Michael Vick is a black quarterback with herpes that strangled a pit bull.
Oh, that guy. Oh, yeah. I heard he was going to be on one of Zola's up-and-coming shows. Him and Frank Nasser were going to do a special tag team episode.
Michael Vick? Wow.
Yeah, because he had herpes, remember?
Oh, okay, there you go. Nunu says, Nunu says the Eagles are losing 3-1. Wrong football, stupid.
does anybody even remember the story about the Herpmaster and how that all got started?
He doesn't have herpes, though. What was that about, the herpes part?
So, all right, I'll just do a quick refresher here. This is a long back in time. Anyway, back in the very beginning of the old days, they had a show called Zolar Vision. And very few people understand or even realize what Zolar Vision was. They've come to know Zolar Vision as being the vision of Zolar and, you know, what he thinks the show should be. But the original episodes of Zolar Vision actually included a live interactive cam. And he would bring on whores and all kinds of crazy people and do crazy shit. Smog and everything on air with the camera going at the same time.
Yeah, and just now, just to interrupt you, this is before StickCam or any of those video sites. It was still, like, really rudimentary. It was still all voice back then. Remember? It was just shoutcast and voice. There was no Justin
exactly.
TV or StickCam.
We didn't even have a server back then. Nope. We didn't even have a server back then. The reflector sites were terrible. AOL was, like, as good as you could get. So, I mean, this was, like... way back in the green days, you know. So what he was doing was totally unheard of and unreliable and always was some problem, but somehow he pulled it off. Well, one night he got on there and he invited some skank in, and Prankmaster would come on the show to be with him, and constantly Prankmaster was always a target of many of the jokes and stunts that would appear on the show, the whole Zolar Vision show. You got to see what's going on. They brought some hoe in and hired him, and Prankmaster went down south on some streetwalker.
Ugh.
And this was on camera.
Yeah.
And that was how he became the Herpmaster. So
yeah, that's...
Anyway,
yeah.
People want to know about Zolar Vision and how it got started and some of the legendary status that was acquired early on back in the 2005-2006 era. That's just a little window in time there.
Right.
Ain't that right, big guy?
And thank you. And that was, I think that was the episode that pissed off Ted with the whole situation. He got mad at KDK.
That was when Ted quit.
Yeah.
That's when Ted quit.
Ted quit.
Yeah, that was it.
And the Muslim guy, Rebel, was all angry.
Schism.
Yeah, the first schism.
That was the first schism right there.
The first schism. Yeah, that's true. Oh, wow. Yeah, yeah, man. Good good review, though. Good work, Milkman. Gold star for you. You're already on the board, man. One gold star. There you go. Congratulations.
Woo!
Keep collecting those. It'll be a surprise at the end of the show.
Yeah, all right, I got a surprise. Mavis, baby, she's in the house. Yeah.
All right. Bacon. Oh, hey, wait a minute. Let's call Lonesome Loser number two, then we're going to get to the old lady again in the UK, Windsor, and then we'll call these... Craigslist ads that Bacon and Ken are getting into us here. Let's not get behind. I'm going to call a Darbar Indian. We got an Indian place here in California. Let's get them a call. I got to remember, stop giving out the full business name, because then I end up having to edit it down. It slows down the process so fucking much, man. Fuck. It does. I'm not kidding. Here goes Milkman and his CPAP machine. You were very high. Hello?
Hello, sir?
Hey, sweetie, how you doing?
Is
this one of those places where you come, you bring...
Is there a bar in the cuisine?
Yeah, is this one of those places where you bring the food to me at the table? Hello? God damn it. I'm not asking for a lot.
What did she say? Are you going to say bye, Kimmy? Is that what she said? Are you going to say bye, Kimmy?
Bye, Kimmy. What are you talking about?
Bye?
What happened?
Hello.
Yeah, what happened? I didn't. You stopped talking. Hello?
What happened? What do you want to?
No, I was calling to make an order, but I had, like, is this one of those...
Go ahead.
Is this a place where you sit down and eat?
Yes, sir.
You bring the food to me? Or or I can do an order, too?
Go ahead with your order.
Okay, I want one chicken marsala.
Chicken tikka masala?
Chicken tikka masala, yeah. One order of the papadams.
Okay.
One order
anything
of papadams.
Anything else?
Yeah, one order of banchud.
What is that?
Banchud.
Means?
One order of banchud.
Banchud means? We don't have that.
Oh, one order of gandu meat then.
What is that?
Gandu.
Yeah.
There's a man. Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, hi. I was wanting to make an order, but that woman doesn't understand. Why do you have a woman on the phone?
So what do you want?
One order of chicken tikka marsala.
Okay.
Okay. One order of papadams.
Okay.
One order of banchud.
What is that?
My friend said he wanted banchud. He said banchud.
We don't have that.
Okay. And then he said, if you don't have that, one order of gandu.
Yeah, just a minute, sir.
Okay.
Hello?
Hello.
Yes, can I help you?
Yes, I need to make an order, please.
Okay, go ahead.
I need one order of chicken tikka masala.
One order of chicken tikka masala.
Okay, one order of the papadams.
Okay.
One order of banchud.
Hey, man.
Uh-huh.
Don't try to be stupid, okay?
I'm just reading the order from the staff.
This is very bad language in my language. Whatever you're telling me.
We're ordering off the menu. The guy said this is Carl. He wants banchud. And he said if you don't have that, then gandu.
Can you give me your name and telephone number?
Yeah, this is Cross.
Okay.
Okay.
Sir, whatever somebody give the order, this is not right one. This is very bad language you're using.
You don't understand it?
I do understand it, sir.
Oh.
That's what I'm telling you.
Oh, like they're playing a joke on me?
Yes, you are playing a joke on me, seems like it.
No, I wanted this chicken marsala
Sir, I'm telling you, whatever you, chicken tikka masala is fine. Whatever else you're telling me, this is a bad language.
Oh, it's a bad word? Oh, my
God. This is very, very bad words. Don't do it, please, okay?
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know. I'm sorry. I'll talk to him. I'll have a talk with him. But
okay.
Don't do that. But just chicken and the papadams. Is that okay?
Yeah, chicken and papadams is fine.
Okay. And then one, the matarchad?
Sir, I'm telling you. This is, you're not doing right things. Please. You have to be check with first go online menu. Whatever you're telling me, this is a bad language.
Okay.
So please, I'm telling you, please go check with your friend. Don't do those kind of things in the business.
Oh, and then how many sisters? Yes. How many sisters do you have?
Why you want? Hey man, if you want, I can use the same language if you want to be okay.
Ula kapata.
No, if you want to, I can do it. No problem.
Okay.
Yeah. So just shut up the phone. Thank you very much.
Bastard. That was cool. No nice, nice, nice. And that's the control.
He seemed a little tense there.
He had a nice
little tension in his voice.
Yeah, he had a nice angry release. It wasn't too intense though. It was a good, nice, even angry release throughout the call there. Reined him in nicely. That was a perfect hook. Hooked him nicely.
I think he's very appreciative of your Hindi skills.
I guess so.
He seems rather receptive.
Jill says, bless his cotton socks. Bless his cotton socks. All right. Let's try the same thing with another Indian place. What the hell? Like, we got any other ideas over here? We do a lot of the same stuff here sometimes, man. Never gets old, though, just calling these guys a bunch of. I don't mind it.
Hello, Wazwan. Can I help you?
Hey, buddy. How you doing?
I'm fine. How are you?
Good. I'm good. Thanks be to God. I wanted to make an order.
Okay.
I've got my order, and then my co-workers here asked for a few things.
Okay. What do you want?
I want the chicken tikka marsala.
Okay.
Okay. Do any of these come with drinks, or the drinks are separate?
Drinks are separate.
I'll just get the drinks myself. Okay. And all right. Then one order of the papadams.
One of the papadam.
Uh-huh.
And one chicken tikka masala, right?
Yeah, and we got two more.
Two more?
Uh-huh. Oh,
let me write it. Hold on.
Oh, okay.
So one tikka with rice or bread?
With rice.
Okay.
Uh-huh. One papadam?
One other papadam.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Then?
One banchad.
What?
One banchad.
Banchad?
Uh-huh.
Hold on.
Okay.
Where's the panchad? You don't have the panchad, right? Panchad? No, we don't have the panchad.
Banchad.
Huh?
Banchad?
No. Let me tell you what I have. Got it. The chicken or what? Or lamb?
It's some meat. I'm not sure. He says it's one banchad, one gandu.
Hold on, very good.
Okay.
Hold on. Hello, Wazwan, can I help you?
Yeah, hi. I was making an order.
Yes.
You ready?
What do you like?
One chicken tikka marsala.
Okay.
Okay. One order of the papadams.
Okay.
The chicken tikka marsala with rice, please.
Okay.
Okay. One banchad.
Lamb?
No, banchad. Banchud. Banchud.
I have a lamb. Lamb sham or goat.
What about gandu?
No.
Is there any Indian people there?
No, nobody right now here, sir. He left for 7:30, sir.
From where you are, Mexico?
Yes, sir.
Oh, that's bad. That's mad, bad food.
No, but I know the names, all the names. You know where that one.
Well, write that one down, banchad.
You know, I hear a char.
Uh-huh.
Some kind of meat?
It's just banchod.
No, I have I mean, tell you all my menu and what I have, okay?
How many sisters are on your menu? You have sister?
You know, I have a lamb curry, chicken masala, chicken tikka, tandoori, honey lemon. I have the garlic, lamb cham, chicken curry,
God
chicken vindaloo.
It sucks that you're Mexican.
Huh?
It sucks. It sucks that you're Mexican. Is the chef there? Is he Indian?
Nobody right now Indian here, sir.
Just Mexican?
Yes, sir.
Oh,
Mexican and an American, one American lady.
Ah, man. That sucks. Whatever. You don't understand it then, you know? I don't understand.
I understand everything. I know all the Indian food, but you know, I don't have it, whatever you ask.
Whatever. Do you have pendejo?
Huh?
Do you have pendejo?
No, you pendejo, not me.
You have, what about maricón?
Huh?
You got maricón?
Hey, please. I tried to help you, and you know, this is no good.
You have puta chocha.
Okay.
Yeah.
Same to you. Bye.
Maricón.
Chinga tu madre, puto.
What's that mean? There you go. Turn it around. So all we had to do is change language, milkman. Same concept.
What the hell?
Chinga tu madre. Those Mexicans are saying chinga tu madre. Chinga tu madre. Puto. That's fun. American ladies, the health inspector. Good work, Jill. I like that one. Good point. Oh, milkman. Ah, it's the end of the show song. Why is it in there? Why is it in that part? Pinga tu, chinga tu madre. I'm gonna call Japan. Talk about chocha. Was it? Didn't I call a Pizza Hut in Japan and I had the guy say cha cha chocha and all this? It's like,
yeah.
Pape people. What was that, Japan
that
pizza?
That one girl got hot, though. That one girl got hot when he was talking to her.
That was at the 7-Eleven. 7-Eleven headquarters.
She kept getting real hot. Yeah, she was like, uh-huh.
Yeah, I told the one to go down to her. She's like, yeah. She's like, hi. I was like, whoa. All right.
Speaking of going down, I wonder if we could get a hold of that French lady back here at the Napoleon.
Oh, right. That was fun at the end when she realized what a horse is, and I was telling her my wife is a horse. She called, first she was upset. She's like, why you say your wife is a horse? Huh? Why did you say that? And then I just had to laugh.
She got kinky.
Yes, hello. Mushi mushi.
I'm going to play this Japanese prank call, the Pape People. I'm going to forward to the middle of it here. Milkman, I'm going to grab something over here from the kitchen. I'll be right back. Milkman will make it so you can hear it too. All right, behave while I'm gone. You're in charge, Milkman. Don't screw it up.
Wala mato sa.
Wala.
Wala.
Maho.
Maho.
Chocha.
Wala maho chocha.
Yes.
Wala maho chocha. Yeah. Idaho.
Utah.
No?
Utah.
Utah?
Yeah. Alaska?
One more slowly, please.
Okay.
Wala.
I
don't understand your pizza name.
Wala.
Wawa.
Wala.
Wala.
Maho.
Wala maho.
Chocha.
Chocha. I don't have wala maho tocha.
No?
I don't have wala maho tocha.
No, wala maho chocha.
Wala maho chocha. Yeah. I don't have.
Oh, sorry,
but...
What do you have?
What do you have? I have barbecue chicken, bacon mushroom,
uh-huh.
Cheese and cheese, cinnamon, extra.
How about egg custard? You have egg custard
pizza?
Egg custard?
Extra cheese?
Yeah.
Basic pizza, extra cheese?
Yes.
Oh, no topping, extra only. Cheese only? Cheese and sauce only?
And salt.
pizza, sauce cheese only, no topping?
Yeah, no, well, yes, with salt. Salt.
Italian crispy, medium size, basic pizza, extra topping.
Right.
Yes, oh, sorry. Let's take out, pick up, okay?
Yes, now I'm going to pick it up, yes. All right, listen. Chocha Negra Walo Maho Chocha.
I don't understand. Chocha Maho Negra. Uh-huh. I don't understand.
No?
Sorry.
Well, I'm trying.
I understand Italian crispy, medium-sized, basic pizza, extra cheese.
With salt.
With?
Salt.
Salt?
Yes.
Salt? What salt?
You know, salt.
Soup? Salt?
No, salt, salt. Salt. Salt.
Soap?
Salt. You know, salt.
I don't understand soap.
Sodium chloride.
Coke?
Sodium chloride.
Sodium chloride.
Sodium chloride. Lu-lo-la-li-lo.
Lu-lo-la-li-lo.
Ru.
U.
Ra.
Wa.
Re.
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 We.
Ro.
Uwa we we wo. Oh, I don't understand, sorry.
Pa. Pa.
Pa.
Pe.
Pe.
P.
P.
Po.
Pape Pipo.
And that's where I couldn't do it anymore, folks. This is Madhouse Radio. You're here with the milkman. Yeah. All right. Someone mentioning in the chat room nutmeg. Maven mentioning hearing about kids getting high on nutmeg. I've known about that for a while. That was a big thing. I know that Malcolm X used to do nutmeg. He wrote in his autobiography in prison. And he was in prison back like in the 40s, I think, or maybe the 50s. No, not the 40s. Wasn't that? It was like the 50s or 60s. You would do nutmeg. You can get high if you have enough nutmeg, but you're probably going to get really sick in the process unless you concentrate it or something. You don't smoke it. You just drink it. You ingest it. Nutmeg, yeah. But you can get poisoned off of it, too. It's not, it's not the best thing to do. Synthetic THC K2. Yeah, someone's talking about that right there. There you see. I got the blue blend tonight. Man, is it going to kill me or something? Someone told me the other day, you shouldn't be smoking that, man. There's a bunch of people I heard going to the hospital with respiratory problems. I'm like, yeah, what can you do?
Oh, speaking of news things,
Maybe
the ERA is going after the synthetic marijuana people now.
Oh, are they? Yeah. Yeah, I figured they were going to, it was too good to last. I'll just have to move. Well, I'm moving anyway, moving up north. So maybe I go to
what is it, Blaze and all the different ones they got? Blaze and all that shit.
Spice.
They're trying to stop all that.
Oh, there's a whole. Everyone, tell me, how's the video? It looks to me like it's chopping up a lot. I don't know if it is. I haven't restarted the server PC. It hasn't been rebooted like in 3 weeks, and I think it's this choppy video. I'm testing by waving my hand in it. Yeah, it looks pretty shitty. Yeah, sorry, but, whatever. It's been holding up pretty good, though.
Did you start the video recording?
Yep. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I did tonight. No worries there, man. I definitely did. Mikey1209 confirming. Loss of frames lost. Oh, shit. Yeah, it's still watchable. It's better than nothing. It's like a little slideshow. I really got to shave. Man, look at that. Look at that, man. So I understand it was still a tight game. It's got to be over by now. Philly game, right? Eagles. Lonesome, I know, is watching it probably. Lonesome, let me know who won that football game. I'm watching Michael Vick. I got him as one of my option players in my fantasy football league. So I get extra points from him. Hopefully he has a good night. I got a feeling he was going to tonight. Just had that feeling. Also, I think LeBron James' first game in Cleveland was tonight. Miami was being played host by the Cavaliers. It was King James's first return to Cleveland after leaving them. I don't know who won that at all. I was planning to watch it. 5 minutes left. Texans 24, Eagles 27. Hey, that sounds like a good game. I should try to find it, turn it on. Maybe I should find that remote control. Oh, boy. I don't know. Well, let me know who wins that game, Brandon. Keep watching and let me know when the game is over. Final score. 5 minutes left in the fourth. All right. Sounds fun, but I'm busy. Must concentrate. Prank calls. Let's do them. Oh, yeah. Tron's mentioned, hey, there's a PLA book. I got to go run and get it real quick on the break so I can show it to you guys. Dude, RBCP made the PLA book available end of last week, I believe, or on Monday. I recommend everybody go out and get it. It's not too expensive. You can buy it on Amazon.com right now. And it's a fucking great read. If you like prank calls, dude, Milkman, maybe I'll get you one for Christmas, man. One of RBCP's book. Oh, yeah, it talks about all like he used to do his prank calling and his phone hacking and red boxing and all that stuff back in the 80s and 90s and shit. Back when it was still hot, you know, 90s mostly.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, he's talking about, you know, doing stuff like that. And yeah, it's funny story after funny story when it comes to prank call comedy and phone-related comedy. I definitely recommend
it. Yeah, back before they started going to the digital exchanges, man, you could do all kinds of fun shit.
Back when it's still good old analog, yep.
Yeah.
All right, let's call another Indian place. We could do that. Now, here's a Turk, and I'm going to call this Turkish Mediterranean place first. Don't worry, we'll get to the Sitgo, Ken. Don't worry, homeboy. I know you want me to call the Sitgo. I got it down here on the big board, don't worry. I got a new big board system for Madhouse. I don't miss anything now, man. These are all improvements we're doing with your tax dollars. New Madhouse CD is going to come out eventually. Download only, MP3 CD. I have a pole associated with that.
Can I do something
else? Hey, how are you doing? Is that Turkish place?
Yes, sir.
All right, I want to make an order.
Make your order?
Yeah, but I don't want disgusting food.
It's going to be to go, pick up?
Yeah, it is, but I want your assurances that it's not going to be nasty food.
I don't understand, sir.
You know, because you're...
I don't understand.
You're kind of different. Your order, you know how you're different a little bit from me?
What different, sir?
You're
different.
You're different people. You understand?
Yes. Yes.
You understand? I'm trying to be racist, okay? And just play with it.
All right. We are closing, sir. Have a good night.
Since when? I don't know what to do. I don't want to be a racist anymore. I don't want to be racist. Fucking video stuck on me. Fucking video. I hate watching myself on video. It looks so ugly. Why is it not dialing? Oh, I hung up on Milkman. Shit. Ah.
Woo!
Oh, wow. Hey, man. I got you back. Sorry, hit the wrong button there. Wow,
okay,
dude. Miami 118, Cleveland 90. Holy shit. That's something, man. Wow. They won by... The game's got to be over by now. 28 points. How did LeBron do? How many points in LeBron? Or did he get... How did Dwayne Wade do? How did Blackie Blackerson do? Milkman, you still there? I hear voices. Noises. Milkman.
Yeah.
All right.
Fuck.
Checking to make sure you're there still.
I thought I lost you for a second. I'm back.
Good. All right, I got a number here. I don't know who it is. We'll do it. There it is. Greek Boys Burgers. That's what it is. There I go. Giving out the full name again. Son of a bitch. Eagle scored again. Well, that'll be game.
Hello?
Hi, how you doing there?
Good.
Good. Did I call you too late?
No.
Why do you sound so casual?
I'm sorry?
You sound very casual. I don't know if you're like your nightgown or something. Did I catch you at a bad time?
No.
All right, you want to do that thing?
I'm sorry?
You want to do that thing?
What thing?
You know, where you write it down?
Oh, sure.
All right. Okay.
What can I get for you?
I need two lids, one handle, three buttons, and a box of zippers, please.
I'm sorry?
I need two lids, one handle, three buttons, and a box of zippers.
Who are you trying to call?
Oh, I got a friend that works at the Greek place here, the Greek burger place.
What's her name?
This is Cross, but I'm ordering from him in the code. Who's there right now? Who's that one guy? Is he there right now?
Yes.
Yeah, I have a code for like when I buy stuff from him. We're having a party this weekend, so I need three lids, one handle, three buttons, and a box of zippers for the party. I don't know. Jork talk here or something. I'll call him back. Oops, got my mouse on the wrong one. Shit. Box of zippers. That sounds fun. LeBron, 38 points. Wow. He just ate up them booze, man.
Hello?
What happened?
I don't know what he's talking about. I think you got the wrong number.
No. Mom, buying drugs.
Well, we don't sell drugs.
Not you. Not the business. The guy. Just pass on the message to him.
What guy?
Look, right. Did you write it down, what I said?
Yes.
Well, tell me. Read it back to me. Make sure you got it right. Because if not, it's going to be a boring-ass party. Go ahead.
I think you got the wrong number, dude.
No, dude, seriously, all right? Just write it down. All right, be a good little girl. Just write it down. Leave it by the phone, and I'll text him.
You're fucking crazy. We don't sell drugs here.
No, it's not those kind of bad. Don't get yourself involved in it. Just write down the order, as a matter of fact.
What's his name, then?
I don't need to give that out. I don't know who you are.
Okay, well, don't fucking call back.
Just write it down, please. Oh, man. Just take my drug order, lady. Now I want to call that lady. The Sidgo. I got your number.
Get off the track here. Don't fucking call that.
I wish I had her fucking dude's name. Man, another number coming in from Big Ken.
Did we ever get a Pepsi order in over there?
You love that Pepsi guy. That Japanese. Yeah. Charlie. That's his name, Charlie.
Charlie the Pepsi man, he's funny.
Yeah. Horse masturbation. Oh, she hangs right up. She knows the unlisted number. That's why. I gotta buy the number again. Yeah, because it comes up. I didn't renew the actual call-out number. And people usually don't... I'm surprised people answer as much as they do when it comes up unlisted. I got to get that back. Because before it was coming up as Madhouse Radio on the caller ID. And they had a number out of Vegas.
Oh, wow.
I'm going to have to fix that.
Got to change like MHR or something like that.
Right. Horse and Cow. Lonesome sending in that number again. It was a place after that, though, that I called, right? Or was it the actual Horse and Cow that I called about the horse masturbation? Oh, Jesus.
Well, you call Horse and Cow first.
Right.
And then everybody from then on became part of the horse masturbation thing.
Well, was Horse and Cow the one with Ernie, or was it... It was after that, I think.
It was after that. It was Paul and Guam.
But the Horse and Cow were in Guam also. The first one failed, and I just said, I'm going to stick
Ernie
to the...
Ernie was the manager. Right, yeah. The first one failed, but Ernie was the manager. He was the second and the third one, and they put the manager on the phone. That was Ernie.
Okay.
And then he kept repeating everything you said about
Ernie masturbated a horse. Everybody was laughing in the background as he was saying it.
Right. We ended up calling a horse person, like a horse trainer or something, and she was half asleep.
Yeah. Yeah. We want a horse expert because if you all remember and you missed out, we'll tell you. $64,000 question of right. the evening was, how does the horse masturbate if he's wearing shoes on his hoof?
Right. Good point. Horse and cow.
On his hoof.
I think I found it here. It's the house. It's the Hoa... Hoamai Restaurant, I think it is. Yeah, that's it. Lonesome found it. Cool. Awesome.
Yeah, Lonesome!
All right, let's call them before I forget. We got a lot of good recommendations here. We got these Craigslist things, too. Come on. Gotta speed it up. Snappy, snappy! We're about 15 minutes away from our first break, also. Let's get some shits in.
Can I help you?
Yeah, hey, is Ernie there?
I'm sorry?
Is Big Ernie there? Ernie, the manager?
Manager, not here.
Is Ernie, you know who I'm talking about, Ernie?
Huh?
You know Ernie the... listen, sweetie, hey, calm down, baby girl. Do you know who Ernie the manager is? You know who I'm talking about?
She's not here, sorry.
But do you know who I'm talking about? Do you recognize the name?
Yeah, I don't know she, what I go outside.
He touched a horse.
Sorry, I don't know.
You know horse?
Hmm?
You know touch, he touched the horse.
Sorry, I don't know.
You know what horse is? Horse? You know horse?
Hold on, please.
Oh, Jesus.
Private parts.
Hello?
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
Hey, is there an Ernie that works here?
Huh?
Is there an Ernie guy that works here?
No.
Why are you people so much stupid now than you were last time?
Oh,
yeah?
Do you know horse?
No.
Do you know what a horse is?
Yeah, he's in the jungle.
Uh-huh. So this guy, Ernie, was touching a horse. He masturbated the horse.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm. What are your thoughts on that?
Huh?
What are your thoughts on horse masturbating?
What do you call a horse in Turkish?
Go ahead, milkman. What do you call horse in Turkish? Yeah.
What do you call a horse in Turkish?
Same thing, horse.
Yes, you speak Turkish?
Uh-huh.
What do you call a horse?
Same thing, we just gone to a horse.
Yes, yes. Did you touch it?
I'm sorry,
would you like
that?
To have a horse ride? Yes. Do you give horse rides?
Like animals?
Pet the horse?
Huh?
Yes, pet the pony. Pet the pony. Horse ride.
Yeah.
You do? Okay. How much? To what? Can you deliver?
No. I don't
Can
want to.
Can we pick up?
No.
Can
I don't
we pick
like
up
horse.
And watch?
No.
Yeah. No? Donkey?
No.
No?
Yes, no.
How about baboon? No? No, you like baboon?
No. Everything nonsense.
Okay. Huh? 59 cents?
Yeah.
That's a bargain.
I don't like
yes. Yes, that's a bargain. 59 cents. Can we order two,
no.
please?
I
you
don't
want
have.
To order?
No, I don't
Can you
want
order
to order.
Food?
No.
Oh, okay. Can we order food from you?
Huh?
You have menu?
Yeah, I have menu. What?
Yes. What's on the
I
menu?
I have menu
please.
Because
like
I work in the
order.
Restaurant. You like
that
to order?
I would like to place an order.
Huh?
Place order, yes.
Okay, what do you want to order? We have finally, we have pepper, everything we have.
Okay, horse lumpia, 59 cents, please.
No, 59 cents, no. That's $7 for 5 feet.
$7, that's still a bargain. All night?
$7 for 5 feet with vegetables. Nettles, bean sprouts, luton, and pistons.
How much for a six-pack?
Huh?
How much for a six-pack?
$55.
$6.50?
Uh-huh.
For six.
All right, I'm on mute. Milkman obviously is just, like, conducting business over here. Let's let him keep babbling over there. I'm going to connect someone else on him. Try to add some more chilies at the gumbo.
Yes, yes, we want to pick up.
Let's see what we got here.
You want to pick up?
We got the Jamaican grill.
Yes, yes,
let's call
we want
them.
To pick up order.
Okay, so where you come from? Guam or somewhere?
No, we come from town.
Huh?
We come to pick up.
Yeah, I'm at Jamaican Grill to my current thing. I'm going to help you. Hello?
Yes, we'd like to pick up an order, please.
Oh, you want to pick up an order? What would you like?
Okay, we'll place an order on lumpia, please.
Okay.
You have a lumpia.
I'm sorry?
Yes. 1 6-pack.
1 6-pack?
Yes.
6-pack of what, sir?
6-pack lumpia?
We don't. This is a restaurant, sir. We take out orders of chicken ribs and all, not.
Oh, okay, yes. I want chicken wings. It's less than 6-pack of chicken wings.
Hello, I'm calling my family.
Yes, 6-pack, please.
Hello? 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 You want to order food? Oh, you want to order food to go? You need some food?
Yes.
What kind? Yeah, I'm on Jamaican Grill. Hello?
I'd like to place an order, please.
Do you want to place an order? Okay, what would you like, sir?
What do you have on the menu?
I'm sorry?
What is on your menu?
What's on our menu?
Yes.
Okay, well, we're known for our chicken and ribs. We have fish.
Okay.
We have burgers.
Like
no,
to order,
we want
Chinese
some food.
Chicken,
we don't have burger. I'm sorry?
No burgers.
We
how about chicken?
Food. You want chicken? Hello?
Hello? Yeah.
Hello?
This one Chinese food. We don't have burger. Okay? We don't have
you
burger.
You want to order?
This one Chinese
you wanna
food.
I'm sorry? I cannot hear you.
In here, not that burger. This one Chinese food.
We have the jerk burger, chicken burger,
no,
or fish
no.
burger.
We don't have.
Sorry? I'm sorry?
Okay?
You, I cannot hear you, ma'am.
No. Yes, I'd like to place the order, please. Order food. Go through that in the scene. How much are the spaces?
They're all gone.
Dude, we got them for a while.
Yeah, dude. We had them gone for a little bit. Yeah, that was pretty good.
You did it, dude. I could save that one later.
Yeah, I had up to 3 on there in a while. Because you were just sitting there conducting business.
Huh?
You were just sitting there conducting business, so I put you on mute and said, all right, everybody, I'm just going to connect somebody here, see what happens.
Yeah. Awesome job. Thank you, hermanito.
No, you did. That was all you, man. It was all you. Cool.
Oh, geez. Bad horsey. Bad horsey. Now, we must not have called the one that Ernie was working at. It must have been another number, man.
I'm not sure which one. There was a Hunter's Inn spot restaurant. I don't know.
The first one that we called there, you said about was Ernie. That woman came on from Turkish. Remember, she said she spoke Turkish.
Okay, right. That's where you got that from. Okay, now I remember.
Sure. That's how come I started asking about Turkish.
Right, right.
I remember her voice. So I think it was the next call after that, then.
Right. Oh, this is some of these requests of pranks that Ken and Bacon have been sending and some other people here.
Let's do some requests of pranks.
It's called the crystal meth guy. It might be his girlfriend that picks up. We got the girlfriend's name here also.
Cool. I'll listen to him while you work your mastery.
A mailbox belonging to 818.
Yeah, they probably won't answer because it's coming up as blocked. We can get businesses will answer it, but people for the most part won't because they're going to see it come through as blocked. Unfortunately, we got to get that. I got to order that. Just
Still got the card? You still got the card account?
The card account. Spoof card?
Yeah, the spoof tell.
No. I'm done with that. That's becoming illegal. They're actually outlawing it. We had a whole conversation about that in the forums.
They've got a way to do it on Android, too, you know.
Yeah, I know. There's a whole discussion about that on the forums. You should check that out. Madhouse Forums, where nobody comes to post. Everyone should go post there.
Everybody
should. Fuckers. All right. So that one didn't work. We'll go to the next one here. Let me pull that up. That's what she said.
Request the pranks are in the house.
Yes, sir. This one came in earlier tonight. This is the textbook company. That's going to be closed at this time. That's going to have to be a daytime show call we do. We'll hang on to that one. They got Jewel, the 19-year-old World of Warcraft addict. Who runs World of Warcraft?
Ooh, yeah,
Sarah?
That's the one. Right. She's hot.
I bet she is.
You send her a smiley and she'll be all over it, dude. She'll probably blow one right on the phone.
Nice. Phonehead.
Gucci.
Oh, man. Thank you for that creepy image. This week's creepy image brought to you by Milkman. Let's call Sour Panties over here, see what she's up to.
Call again, man. Hey, this is David's phone. Please leave a message.
Well, didn't sound like Jewel to me. It sounded like a David. Moving right along. I already called the parkour guy. That's over there. That's done. Moving right along. All right, here's the Craigslist number.
Right along.
There's a guy selling Xbox 360, drums, guitar, mic, CD, all chords, won $60, no name on the ad. Do it. Yeah, this new request to prank system looks pretty good. People are taking to it pretty well.
Yeah, we get some good responses. Everybody thinks it out.
Like, I got it set up. It gives you an actual ticket number and everything, so it sends you a confirmation back. It's pretty cool. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, hi. I was calling about the Rock Band Xbox 360 machine.
You know what? You're cutting out real bad on me. I can't hear you.
I'm calling about the Rock Band Xbox 360 machine.
Yes.
Yeah, so you got it for 60?
Yeah, it's not the actual Xbox itself. It's Rock Band. Rock Band, it's the drums, the guitar, and the game, and the microphone for 60. It's not the actual Xbox console.
Oh, okay, it says Xbox 360. The drums, you got a guitar also, and a microphone, and
yes.
A game. What game is it?
Oh, it's the Rock Band game. It goes with the drums and everything.
Oh. Yeah, but I'm interested in the guitar and the Rock Band game and the Xbox 360, all of that.
Okay, I don't actually have an Xbox 360 console. It's Rock Band for an Xbox 360.
Oh, so you put it in the machine.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, and how used is it? What did you do with it?
It's actually not very used at all. I mean, everything is in great condition.
Did people touch it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right.
It's been used.
All right. Yeah. Would I be able to use it and test it out and see if it works?
Yeah, that shouldn't be a problem.
Can you set it up at your house, or how would I do that?
Yeah, I might be able to do that.
You could play.
Let me get...
Can you play with me? Or let me play, whatever. Because you got to use all of them at the same time when you play the game, right? Hello? Oh, get my numbers. Pictures will be playing. That's because of the play. Yeah. It didn't even go to voicemail. Man, you remember when we had that Craigslist ad? We had a lot of them that were going on, and we had the Mustang, and then there was
TV, all bunch of shit, dude.
there was a bed. And all these people kept calling in for the bed, and I kept saying, I want you to come in, I'm going to take a picture of you on the bed. And they're like, what the fuck are you talking about? Take a picture of me on the bed. That shit was funny. Mattress was a mattress. Hey, there's people calling in. They're calling in to get the mattress. I'm like, yeah, I want you to come over, I want you to lay down on the mattress, and... I'll take pictures of you. Okay.
Then right after that, all of a sudden, then you start having all those damn Craigslist murders that start.
Yeah, we started it.
We started with some calls, and somebody took it to the next degree, hiring hookers and killing them and shit.
Yeah.
I think Nene was involved with that, but he got away with it because he gave a stateside address.
Yeah, can we,
Lancashire, England.
We tried to call Sitco and they didn't answer over there. Hello? Oh! No, they don't answer. The Sitco,
the mulatto chick.
She picked up and hung right up. She didn't. I'll try later. After the break, I'll try. Ken used to work on that Sitco, I think. I don't know what's going on. He's got a thing out for him.
Yeah, we still got the boxer's number, too.
Right, right.
Yeah, the guy was in jail. If you could always spoof call it, you could use his number and call the station back.
Right, right. That's true.
Have him come on here.
All right.
Hey, baby.
All right, we got ads selling for 2 drawer file cabinets looking for $30. Let's give this one a call before we take a break. We got a lot more numbers coming in from Lonesome Loser. We got some left over from Brendan, including the Dewdrop Inn that he's requesting. And we got a lot of requested pranks here left over as well. We got some incoming Craigslist ads. I wish I had that number set up. I set up a Craigslist ad like we did before.
That was fucking crazy.
That shit's funny. All right, let's do this.
You can't do it now, can you?
I don't know. I think it takes a little while for it to kick in. going to be worth it.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Yeah.
Oh, well. Next time.
Next time.
Get on our list.
Yeah, if I remember, I'll do it tomorrow. I'll be ready in time for the next show. Nope, no answer there. All right, well, being that as it were, as it is, as it may, we're going to go ahead and take our break now, Milkman. I'm going to take a quick break here. Give me about 5 minutes.
Yeah, maybe when we get back, we can try our French lady over there at the Napoleon.
Yeah, we got I got the number here handy for the Hotel Napoleon. We can do that for sure.
Napoleon.
We got that ready. We got more numbers here Lonesome Loser has sent in. We got the numbers from Guam from last week. We could try to find the Ernie, if we can remember where he was before.
Yeah.
Yeah. We got the Chinese restaurant that I connected to you, Milkman. We gave them a follow-up call. We got a
Somebody had early in the chat, when we first opened the chat up, was saying that they listened to the Ernie call over and over. Post that in the chat. We want to try and find out which place we called. Yeah. When we call the earning number.
I've got it here. I can load it up. Worst case scenario, I can load it up and find it, you know?
Oh.
Yeah, no worry. We got it, homie.
Yeah, play that call on the break. There you go.
When I get back, it's like in the middle of the file. I'll have to kind of jump around a little bit and find it. Yeah, I'm going to be standing there.
All right.
I'll do it. Don't remind me. Don't let me end the show. I want to play that because that shit was funny. And we got a lot of Craigslist ads here that we want to go ahead and give a call here. Also, keep those coming, gentlemen. Good work on that.
Ooh, play a Leslie Nielsen call. There you go.
Leslie Nielsen for New New. That's going to be here on the break. We're going to be back in about... why is that playing? Wrong one. Whoops.
The original Ernie is from Depot Diner. I think it's the idiot there.
Original Ernie for you. You imagine it's the same guy? Holy shit. Alright, give me about 5-6 minutes. I'll be playing some stuff here. We're going to have fun. Don't worry. I'll be right back. Thank you, folks.
Against you, my lord, and I would ask that your precious blood would wash and cleanse every stain until it is in the seas of God's forgetfulness, never to be remembered against me.
One of the most mysterious books ever written is the Book of Revelation, or the Apocalypse. This book reveals the future of the world and your part in it. The Book of Revelation, the last book in your Bible, features apocalyptic symbols and secrets.
Madhouse Radio. We'll be right back.
They put your GPS in your box and a trapdoor at the bottom. So when you die, you open a trapdoor at the bottom, you check the GPS, and you go straight down to the hell.
Madhouse Radio is back.
You are bigger than a woman. You are better than a woman.
We'll always be behind you.
Do not let a woman ever make you who you are.
Yes, sir. Just the sound of its voice is a hit. Y'all niggas got me really confused out there. I make Big Pimpin' or give it to me, one of those. Y'all held me as the greatest writer of the 21st century. I make some thought-provoking shit. Y'all question whether he's falling off. I'ma really confuse y'all on this one. Follow.
When the tops come down. All right, and we're back, everybody. Madhouse Radio. Second half of the show starting up. When the blocks come out, I can wake up a small town. Finish off the block, then I make my more rounds. The stairs get exchanged, and the fifth come out. That's him. I'm usually what they whisper about. Thinking about playing the Jim Stewart call at the end of the show also here. The one where he has the Tourette's attack, where he keeps saying horse and stuff like that. Let me know about that, Nuno.
Have I heard from him lately?
I emailed back and forth to him about 2 weeks ago, and he sent me one email back, actually. I told him, hey, we'd like to have you back on, you know, let us know. And he said he's very busy and that he's into some sports and he's trying to qualify for the Olympics and all that. I'm not kidding you. He's actually, he's into some, he doesn't want me to say, but he's quite the athlete now and he's trying to qualify for something and he's got a girlfriend now and he's working and stuff, so. He said he wants to. He said he's going to make an appearance on the show, but it won't be until the spring. That he won't have any free time. So
we'll
have to wait until he said around March, I think, or April, something like that. I got the email here somewhere. But I told him, hey, there's a lot of prank calls that we used to have on the rotation and in the forums that were Jim Stewart pranks that were good. That you had me, that he had me pull down because he didn't think they were up to speed. And every month I get at least 3 or 4 requests for more Jim Stewart. Like, where can I download Jim Stewart? Anything other than what you've got already at the site? And I can't. I don't have them anymore. I used to have them, but he had me delete everything that I had that he didn't send to me in a single zip file. And I did it. I'm a man of my word. So until he gets back to us on that, I won't be able to put up any more prank calls. Hopefully he comes out of the closet, so to say. Not to sound funny, but just saying. Nice to have him back. Ping pong at the Olympics. That's funny. Jesus is going to be playing ping pong.
Needy's still in the closet, though.
Right, right. All right, more pranks. Let's do it. We got Middleton's here. Kate Middleton, who's going to be marrying Prince William. When are they getting married anyway? Is she pregnant? Is it a shotgun wedding? Maybe doing it a few months probably. Before she starts showing. Gotta get on that, man.
The Royal Fuzz.
And we got some more Windsors also here. We're in Scotland. Okay. Craigslist calls also. Ken, you want us to call Citgo, but man, they're not picking up. I'll try in a little bit to Citgo again, but she's not picking up, man. She's on
that. Oh, no, she's pregnant. Ken got her pregnant. No wonder them titties got so big.
Oh, honk. There you go. That's what's up. All right, we got an event. It's a spirit-led worship, prayer, fellowship, and testimonies every Saturday morning at a Denny's restaurant. Okay. Let's call about that. I think Jack Masters should call about the Denny's, right? He's a big fan of the
Denny's.
Oh,
hell yeah. I miss Jack.
Oh, yeah. Here's my book from RBCP. The PLA book. It's an awesome read. I tell you what, everybody right here. I feel like I'm Jay Leno. Our next guest here is Brett Carter. He's got the Phone Losers of America book out now in theaters and movie stores and bookstores.
Dude, you ain't Jay Leno. Jay Leno sucks,
he does,
man.
Suck.
You're cool.
You see, RBCP did autograph mine. He said, what did he say? Carlito, enjoy my book machine. Let's see if I get that on camera. Carlito, enjoy my book machine. Brad, RBCP Carter. Awesome. But it's good. I'm about halfway through it here, and instead of studying my CCNA certification stuff, I've been unable to get out of reading this book. It's great. Great stuff. Anyone buy that? It says $15 on the book. I got it for free because I'm VIP. But I think he's selling it for $15 plus shipping or something. I don't know. It's on Amazon. Go to phonelosers.org. You'll find a link there. Eh? Get all your bothering me. Eh?
Strap, kid, you're bugging me.
Yeah, strap, kid, you're bugging me. All right. PLO book. Funny, Mikey, 129. Palestinian Liberation Organization. I know what you're talking about. All right, church people, let's do it. Enough horse mongery. Quit horsing around. Gotta get some more beer. Should have grabbed it while I was out there. Mikey 129 posting the book, the link to the book. Everyone grab that. I'm telling you.
Hi, you reached Alan and Peggy. We're not available right now. We'll get back to you.
Okay, then I'm answering there for the church. I gotta refresh the page here. I'm not seeing them all. Got a number for a club that's been letting miners drink there. Schwarzenegger just stole his bike, sent it in. He's also in the chat room. Let's do that.
Hey, this is Joey. I can't get to my phone right now, so if you leave a message, I'm...
Fail. Fail once again. Okay. Let's see here. Now we got Kevin. He's got an apartment to rent. Let's give him a call. See what's up with him. Maybe he will answer. Also got a prank call here from Zolar that I wanted to play. It was pretty funny. Zolar got a call back on his on one of his recent shows that he does every once in a while. He doesn't do them all the time, but he does here and there. You got a call back from a cop. It's really funny. Milkman, I want us all to hear that. And we're all going to write a letter to Zolar and let her know how we felt. How we liked it. Hello? This is Big Kevin?
Yes.
Hey, I was calling about that apartment.
Okay.
What rules what rules are in play here about this?
I'm sorry, what rules are in play?
Yeah, you know, like, any no-nos, anything that can't happen, or any restrictions? Why'd you hit a button for?
I'm not sure exactly, but I know exactly what you mean. I mean, pets are allowed. I prefer that there's no smoking inside the apartment.
All right, of tobacco?
No tobacco.
Okay, but outside is okay.
Outside is completely fine.
Okay, mm-hmm. What about incense?
Incense is completely fine.
Candles are okay?
Yep.
Okay.
Absolutely.
All right, that's good. Put me down for that. Is there a rule about you have to sit down when you use the toilet?
I'm sorry?
Is there a rule that you have to sit down when you use the toilet?
I really don't know how to answer that.
No, I don't know.
Welcome to you.
No, because, you know, I like to, like, even for number one and number two, it's best to sit down because the urine can splash up sometimes, and it's unsanitary.
Okay.
So is that something you'd agree to?
That you can sit down to go number one and number two?
And that that we both have to always sit down to go number one and number two each time. Hello? I heard a noise.
Yeah, that is that's actually
no, because
it's completely up to you.
Well, it gets on the toilet seat, and I don't want to sit down on it and have, you know, another person's urine.
Mm.
You know, the urea and all that. So, I mean, would you be willing? Is it okay if both you and me, you know, agree that when we go number one, we always sit down
Well, I'm not. This is a private room, a private apartment. Mm-hmm. So it would be between you and whoever you choose to live with.
Oh, you're not going to be staying with me?
No, no. This is a spare apartment.
Oh, so it's there's nobody there now. It's not like you're going to be my roommate or anything.
No, no, it's completely vacant right now.
Okay.
Well, I mean, not completely vacant. The people that are there, they're buddies of mine. If you saw the photos,
mm-hmm.
it was basically just a guy's hangout.
Okay.
And so,
I see. But yeah, so how many others? I mean, we're going to have to come to an agreement that you have to sit down. I mean, I've already paid my deposit, so.
You've already paid your deposit.
Yeah, I already took the money out for the deposit. Are the utilities in your name or in someone else's name?
They're in my name.
Okay, I'm going to want to get that changed out probably too, to put all the bills in my name, the utilities. Do you come normally, like, to check out things, inspections?
I'll tell you what. If you're interested in more information, you can stop by.
Okay, but will I be seeing you? Because I'd like to, you know, see what you're like. You know, try you out for size. Because we're going to be living together. I mean, we're going to see each other more than we see our families, for the most part.
We aren't living together.
Well, I'm going to be living in your house, right? It's your property, the apartment.
That's correct.
And you'll come over every once in a while to fix things and talk a little bit, counsel. You have to do the counseling visits, right?
Consult about what?
The counseling visits. You have to come over regularly and counsel and take down a report, and you have to give evaluation.
No, I'm done with this.
He's done with this. I don't know. That was even funny. It's just kind of goofy, kind of kooky.
You reach my.
Milkman's still there? Did I lose you? Milkman. Milkman. Where is he? He's not talking. All right, following up here on our topic before about nutmeg and getting high off of the nutmeg. And actually, as a matter of fact, I dumped a bunch of nutmeg today. I put nutmeg in my coffee, a little taste of nutmeg, and quite a bit of cinnamon. And I had the nutmeg open, and I opened the cabinet to get the cinnamon down, the new package of cinnamon, because the other one, the ground cinnamon, was down, was out. And a bottle of vinegar fell down and landed on top of the nutmeg, and it spilled everywhere. I still got the smell on my hands. So it's funny that we were talking about nutmeg. Anyway, in low doses, nutmeg produces no noticeable physiological or neurological response, but large doses causes symptoms and harm. Nutmeg contains myristicin, a weak monoamine oxidase inhibitor. Poisoning of this can include convulsions, palpitations, nausea, eventual dehydration, generalized body pain. Oof. It's also reputed to be a strong deliriant. This makes you delirious. Fatal poisonings in humans are very rare, but two have been reported in an 8-year-old child and a 55-year-old adult. The latter case attributed to a combination with flunitazepam. Potentially deadly to some pets and livestock, blah, blah, blah. In his autobiography, Malcolm X talks of prison inmates consuming nutmeg powder diluted in a glass of water to become inebriated. Prison guards eventually caught on to the practice, cracked down on nutmeg's use as a psychoactive in the prison system. Results are vaguely similar to marijuana with side effects of headache and nausea. Death would probably supervene before addiction, if such addiction is possible. and so on and so forth. It should be noted that recreational properties of nutmeg can take about 4 hours to take effect. Large enough doses have been reported to cause severe tiredness, uncontrollable, and prolonged sleep with dehydration. The effects have been known to last longer than 72 hours, depending on the size of dose. That does not sound like a fun trip. Milkman, if you're not talking, if you're talking, I can't hear you. It sounds like it did it again here. I think it's a Skype thing. I'm going to disconnect. I'm going to call you back. So I'm going to disconnect you. Wait about 5 seconds. I'm going to call you back so we can fix it. Okay? Okay. Here we go. Let's call Milkman back now. Nutmeg gives you the itis. All right, getting Milkman back on here, and then we'll do some more prank calls. Let me get those numbers ready.
Hello.
I got you back now.
Yeah, I was here, but you couldn't hear me.
Yeah, that happens like once or twice a show. I don't know. It's either your phone or Skype. It's probably Skype.
I think it's a Skype thing, man, because my phone is like fully charged and nothing happened. I guess you just couldn't hear me.
Yeah, it might be after an amount of time it just does that. Skype.
Yeah.
It stops coming in. That's fine. Don't worry.
Skype.
All right, let's try the Drew Drop in. Let's see if they're still open. I think they're closed already, though.
Hello, this one, may I help you?
Yes, hi. I'd like to make an order for chicken tikka masala.
Can I say again?
I want to make an order, please.
Yes.
Okay. Chicken tikka masala.
We only Chinese chicken salad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'll have the chicken then.
Chicken salad,
And then, do you have it in the number system there? I know we've talked about this before, the numbers.
You have a menu. Make sure your menu, then you can call order again.
I've got to hear the menu. Don't start that with me.
You make sure you order. You call is almost wrong, eh?
It's always wrong?
I cannot find this menu, yeah.
Charlie
is not here tonight.
Where is he at?
He's busy the outside.
He's outside?
Yes.
Oh, what's his cell phone?
I don't know for his cell phone number.
He said you don't have his cell phone number?
Yeah.
Are you his wife?
No.
You just know him?
I don't know. Who's calling?
Oh, this is Cross.
Cross. You want to take your order? But make sure you menu order the bigger menu number. But we cannot find that you order it.
Yeah, but you're married, right, to Charlie, or he's just a friend?
Charlie is not here. But can you call back later? Now it's very busy, okay?
Is Charlie your husband? Oh, stupid. We got to let those people rest for a while. Charlie's outside.
Did we ever figure out which one the restaurant was for... Martin?
For Ernie?
Ernie.
Ernie. Nunu says they do sex. Nice.
They do sex!
Oh, hell yeah. That was dirty. No, I could call around. Let's see, hang on. Let's call some other ones first, though.
Okay, and then we'll go back to the Hotel Napoleon here soon.
That's right, we gotta do that still. That's right.
That girl likes you, man. I think she was in registration, wasn't she?
Yeah.
Christine?
Yeah, I don't know who she is.
Hot Frenchie. She was very intrigued with your horse comment.
Right. Call a drag racer first that Bacon sent in. Let's see what his deal is. Is that a personal friend of his? Who knows?
A drag queen?
Yeah.
Hi.
He's a drag queen.
Hey, big boy.
Okay, faggot!
Hello?
Hello. Please leave a message after the tone.
Fuck your message, bitch. All right, we got a gay-friendly bar here called Heinberger's Mary we can call in a little bit. We got the Palm Springs Gay Men's Resort Hotel also. I'll call them
in. Sid Newton is working tonight.
Yeah, he's probably there right now. All right. Man, I really wish I could remember who the fuck it was that we called. Which one? Maybe it was Jianju. Let's see. Let's see if Jianju has an Ernie that works there. Let's call him. I think it might have been Jianju. I think so, right? Yeah, I think I remember seeing. Yeah, I think that kind of sound. Yeah, was, yeah, that might be it. Ah, fuck you.
Yo, Phil.
Yeah, hi. Is there Ernie working?
Huh?
Is Ernie working?
I think you got the wrong number.
There's no Ernie that works here?
Hello, who do you want to speak to?
Is there an Ernie that works here, damn it?
There's nobody's name right there, okay?
Fuck.
Fuck you, too.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Nice, sir. All right, is
hey,
that,
sexy.
It's not that one.
Ask to the manager. Ernie the manager. Well, we know it wasn't him. They like to fuck.
All right, I'm going to call the...
Ernie likes to masturbate.
Let's see if it was the Golden Sea. Let's find out. I have no idea who it was. I know I got a list of numbers that it was, and everyone's saying that none of them are them. I'd go for some ice cream.
Ask for the manager. I speak to the manager. Is Ernie the manager working?
That's what I'm doing, Milkman. This is a great show here, sir.
As always.
Hello?
Yeah, is there Ernie there?
Golden Sea.
No, Ernie.
Huh?
Where's your pants?
The pants?
Uh-huh, pants.
Let's see.
You know, Ernie was over there. He had pants the other day.
What kind of pants?
Long pants, long ones. They had a hole in the crotch, though, so you could touch the pee-pee. Understand?
A wong?
Yeah, they had young.
Young song?
Yeah, that one. Remember? I put a hole.
Chinese?
I put a hole in the pants for the you to touch my private parts.
The hole in the pants.
Yeah, the hole in the front of the pants.
Riding pants.
Yeah.
No more call.
Do
hole
you ever,
in the pants.
When you go to movie theater, you ever put your hand in the popcorn and someone put a hole in the bottom of the popcorn box? You know what I mean?
Hole in the pants.
Yeah, I put a hole in my pants on purpose so you can touch it.
Hold the pen, touching.
Touch
me,
the
I
pen.
I don't know that.
You know touch?
No more touching.
You know what touch is? The touch?
Touch you?
Yeah, touch me in the pants.
Touch the pen?
Yeah.
What kind of pen? Visa?
No, like, you know, pants that you put on your body, clothes.
Body clothes?
Yeah, you know what clothes, pants?
Yeah.
Me no more call.
You no more call?
No more call. Golden Sea restroom.
Uh-huh, yeah. I want to go down there and I'm going to take off my pants.
Pick up the pants?
Yeah, I'm going to take off my pants.
Pick up the foot?
Yeah, my pants. My shoes and my pants.
Party tray?
No.
The pants?
Yeah. Do you have pants on or a skirt?
What kind of pants?
They're jeans.
The team?
Jeans. Blue jeans.
Hot pants.
Blue jeans?
Blue jeans. You know, jeans and zipper buttons.
A jean?
No, pants, goddammit. What language? You speak Korean or what do you speak?
Order the foot, the pants?
What language you speak, baby? What language?
Maybe I don't know English, but...
No, what do you know? Japan? You know Japan?
Yeah.
What language you speak?
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, how do you say pants? What language does he speak?
What's that?
You know pants? You know what pants are?
No, pants.
What kind of pants?
Jeans. Blue jeans.
Huh?
Blue jeans.
You call about 6 o'clock, okay.
No. My pants.
Your pants stay here?
Yeah, my pants are over there still.
No, I don't know. No more pants here.
What about your pants? Give me your pants.
Huh?
Give me your pants.
You call the temp there. 15 minutes, okay?
No, give me your pants. Take off your pants right now.
What kind of pants?
The pants that you have. What clothes do you have on, man? Where are you from? What language? China? Chinese?
China. Chinese, yeah.
What? Where?
Chinese. You call 15 minutes, okay?
What language?
So
fuck.
Huh?
What language?
Wait. Let's see.
Fuck.
Hello? Wait, okay?
Okay.
I don't understand what
you're talking
about.
Hello? Yeah,
hi.
Yeah, do you speak English or what? What's the deal?
Yes. Who's this?
What language is that he's speaking?
Who's that?
No, this is Cross. I was calling about the pants.
Pants?
Pants. You know what pants are?
From where?
On my body. I take off my pants over there.
Yo, what pants? Are you Chinese, Korean?
Yeah, I was there and I took off my pants and I left them there.
Oh, you come over here, you forgot something.
I took off my pants, my clothes.
You forgot your pants,
My pants. You know what pants are?
Pants for pants, P-A-N?
P-A-N-T-S.
Pants.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so you leave it over here, that one.
I took them off.
Okay, let me see. Just put this one moment.
Okay.
They had cocky in them.
Oh, they had a cock, all right.
Hello?
Yeah.
Yes, I'm not in here.
What about your pants?
My pants?
Are you wearing pants right now?
No, we don't need them.
What are you wearing then? No, nothing? No pants?
Yeah, I use it. What you talking about?
Your pants. Do you have anything covering your pants, your private parts?
Then why are you talking to that one?
What language? Huh? What language are you? Chinese or what language? Japanese?
Okay, I'm Korean.
Korean? Okay, good. Hang on. I'm going to look it up, okay?
Okay.
Okay. North Korea or South Korea?
Whatever.
Where are you from? Which one? It says here it's different.
You know Korea?
Uh-huh.
You know Korea?
I got a computer that tells me pants.
I don't understand what you're talking about.
No,
okay?
Listen. Dangsin ui bajileul beoseo.
Dangsin ui what?
Dangsin ui bajileul beoseo.
Are you American?
Yeah.
Yeah, then so what mean is that's a baji, that's a pants.
Take off your pants in Korean. It says it's supposed to be.
No, take off pants for what?
To give to me. Give me your pants.
Hey. Huh? You go back to sleep, okay?
No, I'm going to sleep with you.
Okay. Oh, shit. Hey, you're going to use your hand, okay?
No, use my your mouth.
Hey, shut up.
Your mouth.
Okay, then you want me to call police or what?
No, please. I'm in love.
Yeah, but so why are you talking to me like that?
I want you to take off your pants with me.
I'm going to kick your ass.
No, please be
you
my
friend.
Be my friend.
Why are crazy guys are my friend?
Maybe
you got something wrong. Maybe you call it our hospital.
I just want love.
You know, man,
I just want love.
Oh, shit. Hey.
Boo-boo, hey.
Shout out and hang on, okay?
Boo-boo, hey, Juseyo. Hello? Okay, he's gone.
Oh my God, that's another classic right there.
Finally got him.
Oh, that guy was on. You had him on hook, line, and sinker.
Yeah, I had to do the whole Yahoo Answers lookup. Someone put in, "How do you say take off your pants in Korean?"
I use it.
Yeah. If you ask me, someone went into Yahoo Answers and asked, "How do you say take off your pants in Korean?" If you ask me, I've got a feeling that someone who's planning on going to like one of those Korean masseuse places wanted to say that to the lady. That's just my guess. I could be wrong.
What was his name anyway? Fang Wee?
Fang. I don't know.
Fang Wee.
All right, let's see if it was the House of Brutus. I think this is the House of Brutus. This is the one with Ernie.
Ernie. We're searching Come for on, Ernie. Ernesto.
We're searching for Ernie and Guam.
We miss you. We've got a horse that needs riding.
That guy was funny.
How may I help you?
Hey, big girl. Is Ernie working tonight?
Ernie is
not. He is?
Or, I don't know.
Can we have him paged, please?
Yes, who is calling?
Yeah, this is Ernesto.
Ernesto.
Mm-hmm. Ernesto Gonzalez.
Again, may I ask what this is regarding?
Yeah, this is regarding the equestrian event that's going to be held, and we're supposed to be coming in.
Okay. He's actually off tonight, but I'll go ahead and let him know that you called.
Okay, well, can you write down a message?
Yes, I will.
Okay. Ask him how many horses that we can have there to be masturbated.
I'm sorry?
How many horses would fit there to be masturbated, and it's going to be on December the 12th?
That masturbating guy is calling again. No, he's asking for Ernie, and he's saying his name is Ernesto Gonzalez. And he's apparently having an event, and his question is, how many horses can fit in here and be masturbated?
Half a day, thank you for calling House of Brutus Darlene.
Yeah, I could hear all the lies that she said over there. I don't appreciate that.
Can't appreciate what?
I don't appreciate her making up stories over there.
Okay, what would you like to call about?
I was calling back Ernie. He left me a text to call back this number.
Okay, and, I'm sorry, Ernie's not here. Can we take a message?
Yeah, this is Ernesto Gonzalez.
Okay.
I'm calling about the equestrian fair that's going to be held in about 2 weeks, and we were hoping to come in for one of the night's dinners over there. But, I mean, that's too much trouble, then we would like our deposit back.
You've already dropped off a deposit?
It was a private deposit between us and Ernie.
Between you and Ernie? We don't do private deposits?
Well, we did with him. I did with him. It was an agreement between me and him.
Okay.
Maybe you don't know about it.
Okay. I can probably help you take care of this one. Ernesto Gonzalez.
Right.
Okay. How much did you drop off for your private deposit?
It was $87 per group of 10. There's 30 people. Whatever that total was, it was a money order, and it was given to Ernest.
It was given to Ernest?
About 2 weeks ago.
Or Ernie?
Ernest. He said to put it down as Ernest.
Okay, is it Ernest?
Why are you second-guessing me? Oh, no. What's going on.
I'm not second-guessing you, sir. I apologize if that's what I'm giving off. Did you give it to Ernie Demopius?
Ernie.
Demopius or Bahado?
I gotta look, hang on.
What does he look like?
M O J A D O. I haven't seen the gentleman yet. I'm calling from the States. This is all sent via mail.
So you gave it to him while you're in the States?
Well, I sent it to him from the States. We're going to be coming into the base in a little bit here. It's going to be in 2 weeks. It's the National Equestrian Fair.
Okay.
Equestrian Association.
And what was your I'm sorry. It was a party, am I right?
It's an event where we're coming in for dinner. It was $87 per group of 10. And we're expecting 30 people. Or at least when it's seating for 30 people.
Okay, 30 people. I apologize.
That's fine. And 5 horses.
30 people and 5 horses.
Right, make sure you got that.
Okay, can I have a contact number?
That's, let's see here, 888-278-8509.
Are you familiar with Captain Daryl Fink?
Captain, no.
Oh, you're not. Can you see when we do the military orders, we do it through Captain Daryl Fink?
Captain who?
Captain Daryl Fink.
What's he do?
He works for the security for the military here. And usually when we do party, we usually do it through him.
I'll have to check with him.
And your name is Ernesto Gonzalez?
Right. I don't think we're going to want to go through Captain whoever because this is probably like a non-sanctioned event.
It's a non-sanctioned event.
Right.
For Equestrian Association.
Right. Equestrian is the National Equestrian.
On your 5 horses, do you know what type of horses and what size they are?
Arabian horses. 4 of them.
This is a form of harassment. We have a caller ID. We will be reporting you to the police department.
Who? I was like, what are you doing? She's stressing me. She's got the caller ID, Milkman. Not AT&T Security, I believe. Right? Is that who's going to come get us?
Call is now being traced by AT&T Security and Call Tracing Network. You will be prosecuted to the full extent of the law.
She tripped all of a sudden. Milkman, are you on silent again? What happened? Milkman!
Okay, I'm here. Oh, I'm laughing so hard. National Equestrian Association.
No, I like how she's there. Like, the guy about the masturbator guy is calling back, asking
about... Yeah, he busted straight out from the beginning. He's trying to get you going, man.
Yeah. She's like, what is she doing? She's holding me on like the captain's there right now.
Yeah.
He's tracing me. He's tracing me. So keep him on the line while I trace him.
Yeah. Oh, my God. International AT&T Security.
Yeah.
That's Guam, right?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
She's like, what kind of horses are they? Oh, Arabian horses, 4 of them.
What size? Well, I haven't measured them. It depends on if they're flaccid or they're excited.
I'll tell you the 5th one is a Lippens on her.
If you rub it, it gets bigger.
Please.
And your favorite. And
I want to hear that again, just to hear the lady. Just to hear the first lady.
It's in the afternoon there right now.
The masturbating guy's calling back.
Yeah, 3:30 in the afternoon there right now.
Okay, cool. All right. They probably already had a talk with the captain. They're like, yo.
Yeah.
The guy was talking about masturbating a horse.
Yeah.
Oh, when he calls back, you find out all you can. Find out what kind of horses they are. And then we got them. Let's wake up the UK.
5:30.
All right.
Hour and a half until dawn.
Hello?
Hey, how you doing there, buddy? Good evening.
Who's that?
This is Cross. I'm calling on behalf of the House of Windsor. Hello? Oh, bitch. Try again. It's my fault.
Is this the Windsor residence?
This is Middleton. Hello?
Hello?
What happened with the phone? Did you break it?
No, I cut it off. Do you realize what time it is?
It is 12:30. And
It is about 5:30 in the morning here.
But not here where I am at. It's a little earlier than that still.
What are you actually phoning for?
I'm calling on behalf of the House of Windsor. They wanted me to relay your condolences and that you've been invited for yourself and one guest over for the wedding. And they're registered with ASDA. They're not answering. They're not replying to me.
She's not very wedding friendly, is she?
Hello? Yeah. Picked up, hung right up. Okay, continuing on, another Middleton. Let's keep waking him up.
Hotel Napoleon.
Oh, yeah, Hotel Napoleon also. That's right. I wish I knew her name, though, the chick that we were flirting with.
Oh, shit. It wasn't the manager, it was somebody else.
No, we never got her.
Hello?
It's Middleton.
Yeah?
Yeah, hi. Did you try out those crackers yet for the wedding invitations? We were going to print them on crackers for you.
Beg your pardon?
Crackers? We were going to print those things on crackers for you for the wedding.
I think you must have the wrong number.
No, this is Middleton.
Yeah?
This is the stupid Middleton. I'm going to go push around and push down the toilet, flush you in the toilet. Take a big shit in the toilet, make you eat the toilet for water out of after I take a shit. You know the guy I'm talking about?
No.
That's you. I get nasty fresh with you.
What's this all about?
This is about insults and dirty talk.
What are you talking about?
Have you ever been insulted by a handsome man like me before? I'm a member
of this. Is this a prank call or something?
No. I'm calling from the Handsome Boy Modeling School. I'm just calling to see if you're interested in making a donation to the Handsome Boy Modeling School. You're a former member. This is a prank call. What do you think, stupid? I don't know. I'm not feeling the show anymore.
Handsome Boy Modeling School. The Horse and Cow Association.
That's fucking retarded. Oh. Don't laugh at those pranks. Or they're good.
Hello?
Yes, is this the Handsome Boy Modeling School? Oops. I'm trying.
I was hoping they would leave it off the hook for a few minutes and listen.
Hey.
90 minutes to dawn. Sunrise.
Hello. Your call cannot be taken at the moment, so please leave your...
Hello! Calling another one.
Hello?
Yes, hi. This is the Handsome Boy Modeling School, is it not?
No, you got the wrong number.
Oh, where's this? This is Middleton?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, but I got down here that you're one of the Handsome Boys, so I thought maybe you could get me in touch with them.
Can you tell you I'm not going to do anything?
You're not handsome at all? You're an ugly fuck?
No.
You got an ugly face?
That's right,
huh? Yeah? What does your bed smell like? Does it smell like poop and piss? Why don't you stick your face in the bed and take a big sniff? Tell me what it smells like. Nah, I hung up. All right. I'm out of ideas for the night. I'm just going to wake people up and insult them and probably end the show here pretty soon.
Cordial.
Oh, good enough.
Yes.
Yes, hello. We need you to go take a snow sample outside before it melts, please.
Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from the United States Snow Administration. We're trying to stop the snow that's been falling in the United Kingdom. We need you to go outside and take a snow sample for us and put it in your refrigerator machine.
You crazy?
No, this is a requirement from the National Health Ministry, the Rural Health Ministry. It says you need to go out and take an immediate sample of snow.
Do you know what time it is here?
I'm not sure. I've just been making these calls for the last 3 hours, to be honest with you. I'm calling from Chicago, Illinois.
Yeah, you woke me up twice in the middle of the night.
Oh, but can you go ahead and get the snow sample for me?
I certainly cannot, no.
You stupid fucking shit. I say you wake him up a second time. A third time, be it as it may.
Is he planning on coming to the wedding? If not, we need to call him right back because he's in a circular dialing call.
Justin says I should pretend like I'm masturbating. Hello? Hello, sir? Sir? Hello? What does that sound like, Milkman? Sound like an alarm? Does it sound like a siren?
Yeah, it did. That was for a second. Will you be coming to the wedding? Is that one or two wankers?
I got a Windsor here. Let's call him.
Hello?
Yes, hi. This is the Snow Administration. I need you to go outside and immediately get a sample of snow.
Piss off!
Fuck you. Piss off!
Nice.
What's poshing?
Very saucy.
I'm not poshing. I'll speak that. I'll try. Nope.
Well, they're pretty tough. They were just not that long.
I know. It's a lot of ringing, man.
Actually brave.
Piss off.
Piss off.
Hello?
Horse. Hello?
Yes?
Yes, I need you to go outside and get a sample of snow for me.
Go get stuffed.
Your mother. You shouldn't be so combative from the beginning.
I say go get stuffed.
Go get stuffed.
Please, mother.
Horse.
Hello?
Horse. Hello? Yes, Mr. Horse, really, we would need you to cooperate with us.
It's not Mr. Horse, now knock off.
It's not Mr. Horse.
Knock off.
What the hell is Naff Off anyway? Naff Off is new to me. Naff Off. Naff Off. All right, Milkman. No one likes that. Just because you're Milkman doesn't mean you make cow noises all night. People find it funny. All right, let's see.
Sorry.
Last time we got okay.
I was trying to sound my alarm here.
It's your mating call. All right. All right. Excuse me. We got another one. Let's do it. Mr. Pony.
Welcome to BT Answer 157.
1577575. Nope. Not what I'm looking for, milkman. Not good, milkman. Not good at all. I got one
what's
last. Got one. What's wrong with your chat? Got one other number here to call. Let's do it.
Hotel Napoleon.
Oh yeah, that too. That too. Milkman, you there?
Yes, I am.
What?
Yes, hello, this is Mr. Horse. I need you to go and take a sample of snow as quickly as possible. We're trying to do some testing. Hello? That's all we get from that one. All right, Hotel Napoleon it is. Let me find it. That's a thing. While I look for that, I'll play that Zolar prank call that I was talking about. Eh? Eh? It's really fun.
Yeah, or play the Ernie call.
The what? The Ernie call? Oh, yeah, that too. I have to find. That's a lot of work, man. It made me do a lot of work for it, man. What's wrong with you? Should have had this ready. Shit. I meant to have it queued up. Cack. Alright, here it is. It's called Police Officer Callback by Zolar. Let's do it.
What's wrong with doing that? Oh, I'm getting a call. Hold on. This would be funny. Hold on. Hopefully it'll be funny.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, hi. Who's calling? Hi, how are you, sir?
Good. Who am I speaking with here?
You're speaking with Mrs. Zolar.
Miss who?
Miss Zolar.
Okay, ma'am. Did you contact somebody about a VCI classified today?
I don't know what that is.
It's some kind of thing where they sell stuff, I guess. Some kind of classified. It's a Miss Jamie is who called me and gave me this number. She's been getting harassing phone calls from this number.
No, I don't think that she's been getting harassing phone calls. You can't consider one phone call harassing phone calls.
Okay. Did you call and start talking to her about obscene things?
No, I hadn't spoken one word of obscenities, but I am familiar with what it is she had said to me, which was very vulgar, lewd, and crazy expletives and pejorative terms towards black people.
Okay, what did you say to her?
I was just asking her about her ad, and she said that she didn't like my voice. I sounded like a whore, and I probably fucked Nick.
Okay, you didn't say anything about her baby crying or anything?
I said, I think you should send somebody in there to check on your child instead of using pejorative terms towards black people, because I am not a racist, sir, and she was using the word over and over.
Okay, where are you from, ma'am?
I'm from Uranus. It's a place in Philadelphia.
Okay. Is that where you live at now is Philadelphia?
Mm-hmm.
Is that where you're at right now?
That's correct.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm just going to have you not have any more contact with her, and I'm going to tell her the same thing.
Yeah, just tell her not to be a or hater, because we don't like prejudiced people. Nick are people, too.
I understand.
That's right. I mean, I have friends, and I've also made love to a Yeah, and you tell her to stop being such a harassing person, because it's just not right. She shouldn't use words like that. I'm actually about to cry with the kind of, can I press charges on her for calling me? I have a recording of what she said, and it's in the records that she had called me. I think that she's harassing me, and I'm afraid for my life at this point.
You're afraid for your life? Well, then you... I can't do anything because you're in Philadelphia, ma'am.
Well, then, sir, then go suck a fucking cock, then.
Do what?
I said, then I wish you would just let me drop it then.
Okay.
You have a nice day, Piggy.
What?
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
All right, that's Zolar there with... that one's called Police Officer Callback.
Oh, I've heard that in ages. That's a classic.
That's a classic. That's new, Milkman. That's brand new. What are you talking about? It's like a few weeks old.
That's a new one? Oh, my God.
He's done that a bunch of times, though. He's done that before in the past. Yeah, I know. That was pretty good.
He's done calls like that in the past. I thought that was one of the classics that he had done. Oh, that's a good. That's a new one.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so that's,
I'm sorry.
That's very good. That's all
right,
Milkman. Don't worry. No need to apologize, buddy. You know what time it is, Milkman.
It's time to call the funny. Oh.
And that's the last call of the night. Hold off on your prank call numbers, Lonesome, and everybody else out there confirming or whatever you're doing. We need about 10 minutes left to show, and I think with it, we'll call Hotel Napoleon and shoot it out of here. Milkman, I see you're back in the chat room.
Am I? Oh, okay. I just got signed in, so I don't know. Something happened before it just crashed and disappeared.
Rounding of the show here, it's been a pretty decent show, if I might say so myself. There we go, Hotel Napoleon.
Yeah, I think the lady was in Reservations.
Yeah.
Definitely not the manager.
Yeah. She wasn't a manager, but reservations. Here we go.
Napoleon, bonjour.
Yeah, bonjour. Is reservations there?
Reservations up to 9 o'clock, sir.
Horse.
9 o'clock.
Who is this?
It's the reception, sir.
You're the reception?
Yes.
This is Bruno?
No, not yet here.
You motherfucker. Is this Bruno, you bastard, after what you did to me? I don't want to do it, Milkman. Right? I don't want to go through a whole hour talking to those people again. They know who I am. Apparently, they're like, oh, no, it's this fucker again.
Like, no, dude, they love you, man.
Yeah, I'm sure they do.
You're the little dictator from Orlando.
They just love hearing me. All right, Milkman, it's been a good show. Take us out of here, you pillock.
All right. Well, I'd like to thank everybody for tuning in once again to the Insanity Week Call. So bad out. That's right. I'd like to thank our numbers hitman, the man of the hour, the man of the year, the man with all the answers for sure, Mr. Numbers Hitman, Lotsa Blue Jar. All hell, hands held high. My brother, thank you so much. Also, many of our friends have stopped by tonight at 98.6 The Mouth in the chat. We had Mavens, our sexy katana goddess. We had Nunu, Sir Nunu, our troublemaker and lead wanker from Wankershire, England. Thank you so much. Jelly Beans, our partner. Also, RBCP, another prank call great. Brendan, Jill, Mikey129, MSTT Clay. And RBCP just pissed. Wait to be a catalog this now. Corrupt, RSC, I'm, or what the hell, I don't know. Schwarzenegger sucked my girl off. And also, I'd like to thank all our friends over there. And, no. Okay, I guess they're not. Anyway, I'd like to thank all our friends for listening tonight, especially you, our listeners. That's right, our friends. Every week we provide the time. We just ask that you stop by and listen and join in with us. We drop the dime. You give us the time, bring a friend, better yet, bring an enemy, and we will show them how much fun you can have right here in the Madhouse every time, every week. Right here, same bat channel, same bat time, same bat day.
But how can we do it on our fearless leader, the Air Mania, leader of the militia? Well, the man has to chair, at least the moment himself. Carlito, Air Mania, thank you so much, my brother.
One last prank call.
Hello, can't get to the phone at the moment. Please leave your message or call either of our mobiles. Thank you.
Let's try to find him. All right, everybody, I want to thank Lonesome Loser, Brendan sent in numbers also, Ken, Herbal Bacon, everyone who sent the numbers over the weekend and throughout the week. Thank you, everybody. Much appreciated. Going to be playing those gin store calls I was mentioning, the Tourette's, the horse, and all that. I think I found one of them. I might have another one also.
I think you're going to play the Ernie call tonight before we ever go out.
I'll try. I'll try to find it. I got to edit this, what I got to do.
Oh, we'll just blow it from the point, maybe, huh?
I could just replay the whole thing. It was like a 4-hour show, man.
Oh, well, yeah, that's from the place where Ernie was in.
Yeah. I got you. All right, folks. Well, basically, that's it. We're done here. We'll be here next Thursday. Thanks to everyone who tuned in and contributed. Nunu, thanks for your help also. Podcast will be updated this week. We're done. RBCP's taking Milkman away. Thank God. Happy days are here again. No more fucking Milkman. Happy days are here again.
Okay.
I'm quiet. All right, we'll catch you next week. Thanks, everybody. Peace. MadHouse.com.
All right, peace out.
CacTiRadio.com. PhoneLosers.org.
Don't you dare miss it.